是我们看到路德的记，
可以选择的方式是
一章第十五节
Chapter 1 verse 15。
哪里说看到你嫂子已经回他本国和他所爱的神那里去了，你也跟着你的嫂子回去。
And she said, Behold, your sister-in-law has gone back with her people and her God, returning after your sister-in-law.
路德说，不要追我，回去不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。
But Ruth said, Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge.Your people shall be my people, and your God my God.
我想今天我们暂时就不这么多。
Think we'll read this much for now.
今天开始，早晨开始，我想我们一同来看路德记。
So this starting this morning, we'd like to look at the book of Luke.
如果主愿意的话，我们今天早晨希望大概把第一章、第二章来看过。
Lord willing, we'd like to cover chapters 1 and 2 this morning.
我们昨天晚上已经打了一些底子。
Last night we already established some foundations.
我们用纽西兰来做一个例子。
We use New Zealand as the example.
那么能够形容圣经里面所启示给我们的话。
To be able to describe the revelation in the Bible.
啊，昨天晚上我觉得有点离圣经很好说，读一下，因为可能对我的弟兄姊妹非常陌生。
I think there are two verses covered yesterday that we should read because I think it's not as familiar to some of you.
我把它读一下，然后我们就回到了这里。
We'll just read it and we'll continue in the book of
Luke. 罗马书第八章。
And that is in Romans chapter 8,
十八节。
For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
受到逼迫，切望等候神的众子的显现。
For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God.
那这就是很重要的一句。受造之物切望等候神的众子显出来。
And this is a very important verse. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God.
神的众子就是神的儿女。
The sons of God are the children of God.
特别那些成熟的神的儿女。
Especially those mature children of God.
他们今天隐藏的。
Today they are hidden.
他们过自身的生活。
They live an overcoming life.
但是他们隐藏的。
But they are hidden.
他们在谷中百合花园。
They are just like the lily in the valley.
但等到主回来的时候。
But when the Lord Jesus returns,
神的众子要显出来。
The sons will appear.
神要公开展览他们。
God will openly display them.
然后二节。
And then verse 20.
因为受造之物不在虚空之下是自己愿意。
For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will.
乃是他叫他如此的。
But because of him who subjected it.
乃受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的权。
In hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now.
Now, this is what we were talking about yesterday. So, he didn't go ahead and do it.
Now this is what we mentioned yesterday, but we did not explicitly read it.
Now, how do you see it in Matthew?
Then there's another portion in Matthew chapter 13.
Just like that.
Matthew chapter 13. Verse 43.
那时异人在他们父的国里要发出光来，像太阳一样。
Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their father.
等到有一天，在神的国里面
，One day in the kingdom of God，
那么圣经告诉我们说，一些义人就是义地称义这些人。
The Bible tells us that these were righteous, but the ones who were justified by faith.
那结果呢？他们要被摆列在空中，因为要发出光来，像太阳一样。
They will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father.
那么这个就是什么？这个就是神的众子显现。
What is this? This is the appearing of the sons of God.
所以到了将来的国度
，So when you come to the kingdom of the future，
基督徒要和基督一同在天上发光。
Christians and Christ will shine forth in heaven。
那么在这个光不是今天物质的光。
But that light is not the natural effect.
那个光是生命的。
That light is the light of life.
就好像我们到萤火虫中去看的时候，你看见那个好像那么多的萤火虫的光，但是给你感觉好像是个太阳，是银河系。
Just like when we go into the glowworm cave.So much light given off by those glowworms give you the impression that you see a galaxy.
所以今天我们能够事情还没有发生，但是我们能够大概知道怎么一回事。
So things have not occurred yet, but somehow we get an impression of what it will be.
所以你看你这个 glowing worm 这些个地方，对我们来讲就是非常的重要。
So the glowworm's illustration is very important for us.
比如说我就是世上的光。
The Lord Jesus said, "I am the light of the world."
那你跟随我就不在黑暗里了。
Those who follow me will not walk in darkness.
他要得着生命的
光。He will receive the light of life.
那这个光跟生命的程度有关系。
Now this light has to do with the maturity of life.
所以一个基督徒得救以后要长大。
So after a Christian is saved, he needs to grow up.
要成熟。
He needs to mature.
那么怎么长大呢？
And how do you grow up?
它的过程是怎么
样？ What is the process?
所以圣经里用了两本书。
So the Bible uses two books.
都在旧约里面。
In the Old Testament.
那么用了女人的名字来做书名
，and use a woman's name as a book name。
因为我们说过，圣经的男人是许多我们的真，就是真理说。
Because we spoke that when men's names speak about truth。
那么讲到女人的时候，重点就是我们的经历。
When you speak about women, you speak about experience。
所以现在呢，我们就来看。
So let's see，
到底这个路德记这一卷书，虽然是四章。
That this book of Ruth, even though it only has four chapters,
它怎么用在我们身上？
How is it applicable to us?
什么你从这本书里面你找到自己？
How do you find your own shadow in this book?
你发现你自己像路德一样。
You discover that you're just like Ruth.
什么你在这本书里面你会发现难问题？
How come in this book you also find Naomi?
Naomi, 你一定代表些什么？
Naomi must represent something.
为什么路德舍不得拿问题？
Why is it that Ruth did not want to give up Naomi?
那么哪里的特点在哪？
What is the special feature of Naomi?
那为什么她变成贫穷？
Why did she become poor?
她本来是贫穷。
She was not poor.
莫非不是告诉我们许多基督徒？
Is it telling us that many Christians
是贫穷的？
They aren't poor.
但是后来她变贫穷。
But they became poor.
好像拿了你。
Just like Naomi.
那现在我们要问。
Now we want to ask.
那些损失能不能再得回来？
Can they gain back that loss?
神能不能在他们身上做恢复的工作呢？
God will work a recovery in them.
哪里失败？
Naomi failed.
我们也会失败。
We will also fail.
感谢你。
Thank the Lord.
你若认自己的罪，
and you confess your sin,
神是信实的，
God is faithful.
是公义的，
is righteous.
他赦免我们一切的罪。
Forgive us all our iniquities.
所以当我们的罪得了赦免，
so when our sins are forgiven,
你与主之间的交通就恢复了。
Then your fellowship with the Lord is restored.
明白吗？
You understand?
本来好像一个罪，一个世界，你与主断了交通。
As if before, because of sin, because of the world, your fellowship with God was broken.
你知道你是个罪人。
You know you're saved.
但你觉得主离开你很远。
But you feel that the Lord is very far away from you.
你好像看不清楚主的笑容。
As if you cannot see the smiling face of God.
对，你就像乌云一样挡住了主的笑容。
Sin is just like the dark cloud that covers you, the sin of the Lord.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们永远会失去救恩。
We will never lose our salvation.
我们只可能失去救恩的快乐。
We can lose the joy of our salvation.
你犯罪了。
When
you sin, you have no
happiness. You have no happiness.
You will lose that joy. But you
will gain it back. You will gain it back.
You will gain it back. You will gain it back.
You will gain it back. You will gain it back.
You will gain it back. You will gain it back.
You will gain it back.
You will gain it back. You will gain it
back. You will gain it back. You will gain it back. You will
gain it back. You will gain it back. You will gain it back. You will gain it
back. You will gain it back. You will gain it back. You will
gain it back. You will gain it back. You
will gain it back. You will gain
it back. You will gain it back. You
will gain it back. You will gain
it back. You
will gain it back. You
will gain it back. You will gain it back.
You will gain it
back. You will gain it back.你可以在这个路德记里面找到哪？
You can find Naomi in this book of Ruth.
如果你失败过，
If you fail,
你就能懂得哪里做进步。
Then you understand the experience of Naomi.
如果你像路德一样，
If you're like Ruth,
本来你不认识。
Before you did not know the land.
本来你从来不知道有块地叫做迦南美地。
Before you never knew that there was a land called the King Land of Canaan.
现在他到了那里。
Now she came to this land.
他的眼睛睁开了。
Eyes were open.
他经历他从前所没有的。
She experienced what she didn't experience before.
你在这本书里也找到路德。
So in this book you can also find him.
不光这样。
Not only that.
当路德在卖失去卖血的时候。
As Ruth was picking up the sheep,
他没有想到就碰到了农场的主。
She didn't imagine that she saw the owner of the farm.
那么就农场的主人是个大的财主。Now
the owner was a great wealthy man.
他的名字叫波阿斯。His
name was Boaz.
结果路德跟波阿斯先有一个对话。So
then there was a dialogue between Ruth and Boaz.
那么你就会发现，在我们跟随主的路上，So
as we follow the Lord,
你看那一段。 波阿斯跟路德之间所讲的话
The dialogue between Boaz and Ruth
就好像主和我们所讲的话。It's
similar to the dialogue between the Lord and us
所以当你读路德记的时候
So when you study the book of Ruth
你在波阿斯的身上
In our Boaz
你明明看见我们
You can see our Lord
明白吗?
You see that?
所以当波阿斯说话的时候
So when Boaz began to speak
你就想起主对我们说的话
It reminds you of what the Lord speaks to
us. 这句话是在新约里面说的。
Of course, these words are in the New Testament.
很清楚主对我们说话。
It's very clear that the Lord speaks to us.
我们现在有图画。
But now we use a picture.
借着路德记。
Through the book of Ruth.
我们就听得更清楚。
So we can understand it more clearly.
所以路德记虽然有四章。
Even though the book of Ruth only has four chapters.
非常丰富。
It is very full.
好，现在我假想说，弟兄姊妹，你们大概都读了三。 三章的三遍，路德记。So
I assume all of you have read the book of Ruth three times.
我们今年年初的时候，我们在意大利。In
the beginning of this year, we were in Italy.
我们就在这个当初保罗啊，他不是被解到罗马吗？就坏人被解到罗马，那么他坐船在意大利登陆的地方。So
we were at that place when in the Bible when Paul. He was in prison and he was taken to Rome. Where he landed, that's where we were.
所以我们有一个礼拜的聚会。So
we had 1 week of conference.
一个礼拜的读经 Bible camp.
And we had a Bible camp for a week.
所以我们特别想到欧洲的弟兄。So
we especially thought about the brothers and sisters in
America. 那么后来台湾的、香港的、别的地方的，他们也愿意来。So
many brothers and sisters from Taiwan, Hong Kong, and many places came.
我们找的地方是森林，风景非常美丽。We
found a place where the scenery is very beautiful.
您像尼禄皇帝，这个罗马皇帝，他们到夏天，他们需要找的地方，漂亮美丽。Now
Nero, who was one of the Roman emperors, he would always try to look for a summer place to go to.
这个实在太远了。And
the deal was too far.
所以怎么办呢？他只好找到就是意大利最美的地方。So
he found a most beautiful place in Italy.
那这个就是保罗登陆的地方。This
is where Paul landed when he was there.
所以我们选了一个风景最美优美的地方。So
we chose a very beautiful place.
我们一个礼拜什么事都不做，我们就读圣经。And
all week, all we did was study the Bible.
那么那个因为读经的缘故。And
because of the Bible camp.
所以去年。 我们选择儒家。So
last year we chose the book of Luke.
今年我们选择儒前的吕后。This
year we chose First and Second Corinthians.
那因为风景非常优美。Now
because the scene was so
beautiful,人们愿意去。Many
people were willing to come.
而且呢，这个价钱非常的合理。And
then of course the price is very reasonable.
所以能够在欧洲能够找到这么地方，好好有一个礼拜的聚会，那是好的东西。So
in order to find a week to study the Bible in such a setting was wonderful.
不过我们有一个。
But we had a condition. You can't just have money and time.
不是这样就可以来了。那这，你就算这，你就可以来了。那每一个人如果要来的话，你要把路加福音读二十遍。So
if you want to come, you have to study the book of Luke 20
times.那今年呢，零钱零后要读二十遍。And
the first and second Corinthians, you have to read 20
times.还有呢，他们要给我权利，让我可以随时问他们。And
they give me the right to ask them questions and quiz
them.所以这样我们在一起有一个礼拜。So
we were together for a
week.一个礼拜的结果呢，他感谢主，就借着路加福音去年给我们说。After
the week last year, he spoke to us through the book of Luke.
他今年也是零前零后来给我们说。So
they spoke to us through First and Second Corinthians.
那真正读了二十遍来的。Those
who really read 20 times,
他们收获就很大。They
received greatly.
那么在这里呢，我们不能说同样的。But
today here we want to do the same thing.
因为如果要你们读二十遍，你们工作就不来了。Maybe
20 times you will come.
所以呢，三遍应该不是太大。But
3 times should be good.
那么还有我也会考你们。I
will test you.
所以你们是锻炼睡觉也没有关系。So
you're welcome to take a call.
所以就你知道，我们如果真的要有追求。So
if we want to have a seeking before the Lord.
你看见实在是比较认真。
We have to be serious before the Lord.
所以我想，就是。
I assume that you don't know Ruth
too well.
So I can't speak it like I speak both
Luke.
So when they read it 20 times, they don't have to turn through the
different points.
So for some of you, maybe you haven't read it. So at the 3 times,
maybe
some of you have read it. But you're a
seed
here. So you want to receive something from the Lord.
So we will
consider all brothers and sisters. So let us read this first book. So we'll point out the spiritual point in this book. So let's read in chapter number
12.
Now it came about in the days when the judges governed that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the land of Moab with his wife and his two sons. And then verse 2, it tells us what the name of the man is. His wife,
his
two sons. This man's name was
Elimelech.
Name of his wife Naomi.
Had an urge.
And two names of
his children.
One was
Malon
and one was
Chilion.
And they were all Ephrathites of Bethlehem. Now they entered the land and all that remained there.
Thank you now. Crazy to happen.
But then a tragedy happened.
Now we get down to
then Elimelech and his husband died.
So the children had an urge.
And she was left with her two sons.
Now,
and these two sons married
Moabites.
One name of Orpha, the other Ruth.
And
they lived there about 10 years. Then another tragedy occurred. Malian and Chilion also died. And what the woman was bereft of her two children. So the beginning of the book of Ruth, it starts with tragedy. And this tells us that this was in, during the famine. Oh, the term of the desert. So this occurred in the time of the judges. Now, in the history of Israel, now there was a dark time in the history of dark age in the time of Israel. Now, how many years was that dark age? 450 years. And the most amazing thing
about the book is
when you read the book of Judges, there is a period of time that God doesn't even consider or count. Because during this time, Israel was taken up the way 5 times, captive 5 times. So they were captured into the Gentile hands. So whenever they were in the hands of the Gentile king, God was in his council days.
So you can see that 450 years.
So the 450 years are the darkest time in the history of
Israel.
Now the story of Ruth occurred at that time. So that background was that you are in the dark ages, the 450 years.
If
some of you read the book of
Judges,
now Judges only has 21 chapters. But the story that occurred in the book, so if you read it from the perspective of Christians,
you really want to do this actually.
Sometimes you cannot read on. Times written for you, Samson is full of power. He is a strong man. And the power of God was upon him. But isn't it amazing? The Spirit of God was upon Samson.
And look, are you in the week?
Samson was very powerful.
Thank you.
That power cannot change Samson. Samson is going to tear out his line. So then the carry a huge door on his back all the way to Hebron. So Samson was one with power. Where is the Spirit of God?
No one has the leader now.
Then there is power. We are all envious of someone like Samson. But don't forget. Because the Spirit of God was upon Samson. But Samson had no change. He still
sins.
So he committed some sins that we did not. After he sinned, his power is still on him. So he could put all those things in his bag and all the way up to Mount Hebron. You see that? This is Samson.
Not only
that. If you read the book, the whole book of Judges,
brothers and
sisters, what do you feel? Now there was a brother who loved the Lord. His name was Theophilus Spark. Because every time I study the book of Judges, I want to leave you with quickly. Then I want to find a place to take a bath. Because there's too much description about sin. How does the book of Judges conclude? In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. This is the start of the island. That time was considered the hellhole of the Pacific. Everybody did according to what it was in his own
eyes.
If you read the book of Judges, you read the whole book of Judges. There's no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. This is the whole book of Judges. So the book of Judges shows a very long and dark night. The book of Ruth is just like the star in the middle of the night. The whole book of Judges is like a polluted pool. So Ruth is just like that lotus on that pool. This is the sense that the book of Ruth gives us. So Judge, the book of Judges shows you the sound of the war in Armageddon. So the battleground of Armageddon is hopeless by Napoleon tells us that's the best battlefield in the world. But Napoleon didn't know. The battlefield is an ancient battlefield. The Bible describes many battles. Remember, the ancient battlefield is found in the book of Judges.
四世纪你看到好多的骆驼，好多的兵从东方过来。
In the Book of Judges, you see many camels, many army coming from the east.
启示录下面也看出的那些军队也是从东方过来。
In the Book of Revelation, you see that the horsemen will come from the east in the Book of Revelation.
那么你听见那个战场厮杀的声音
？When you hear the rumors of war and killing.
不是 rumors， 厮杀就是杀杀杀。
You hear the sounds of killing.
他们在喊杀，但是到处都杀人的声音。
And then you hear the sound of murder and killing.
这是战场的声音。
This is the sound of the battlefield.
你知道在战场上
，You know in the battlefield.
特别是每一个人都胆小。
Everybody is
好现在，那你都是害怕的，都是怕死。
And you're all afraid to die.
所以当你要去真的上战场以前
，So before you enter the battlefield，
你要这个对，你要这个对付你的敌人以前
，Before you deal with your enemy，
这个时候你害怕，但你要壮自己的胆。
Now you're afraid, but you have to build up your courage.
你要壮自己胆，你就大声喊。
To build up your courage, you have to scream
out. 大家都喊。
Now just one person scream.Everyone's
eager to hand out your head, and you can
scream until the point where your eyes are full of blood.
Now, this is your 勇气来杀人.
Now you have the courage to kill people.
所以你看你在场上都是这样的阵势.
That's always the sound in the battlefield.
这是为什么你去看那些毛利的秀子，他们去看他们的秀的时候.
That's why when you go to see the Maori show.
你看见他们做什么？他们就是给他们看见他们怎么战怎么打仗的.
So what they show people is how they go to war.
他们凶得不得了.
They're so mean.
你看见他们你舌头真的好长.
So then they stick out their tongue.
眼睛真的好大.
Their eye open their eyes.
他们对方是要吓唬你的.
They want to scare the enemy.
自己怕得不得了.
Or because he himself is
他的壮志也壮自己胆子.
He is just strengthening his own courage.
在战场上.
In the battlefield.
你看见那个自尊那个战场是他们喊杀的声音.
So when they scream kill and kill,
你远远都能够听见.
You can hear it from a distance.
但到了路的时
候，是 what the roof
不是
，no，
你看见就问，啊，那是 greedy 的人
，and the sound of greed，
你看见说，等到这个波阿斯来到那个地方
，so when Boaz came to the farm，
你看见那些农人、那些工人和他们的主人
，so these servants and the lord，
他们彼此问来
，they greeted each other，
愿神赐福给你
，may the lord be with you，
愿神与你同在
，may the lord bless you，
第三点，看
这个吧。
现在不在现场。
Now it's the longest of the battle.
现在乃是田园，乃是农田里面的故事。
Now the story in the farm.
现在没有杀生，现在就问安的声音。
You don't have the sound of killing now. You have the sound of greeting.
所以当你读了路德记，
so after you study the Book of Ruth,
刚好和四世纪是个强烈的。
It is a great contrast with the Book of Judges.
其实在犹太的经典里面。
Now in the writings of the Jews.
就圣经在旧约圣经
哦 ，The Old Testament。
其实路德记是四世纪的一个 appendix 一个附录。
The Book of Ruth is but an appendix to the Book of Judges。
但感谢主
，But thank God，
是这一本书
，This book
回答了很多四世纪里面不能回答。
Answer many questions that couldn't be answered in the Book of Judges。
四世纪最后一句话，那不是设立中没有。
It says, in those days there were no kings in Israel. The last
phrase
in the Book of Ruth. Everyone did what was right in his life. What is the last phrase in the Book of Ruth? It says, and Obed was born Jesse, and to Jesse David. When David was born,
he said,
then Israel had a king.
他不是有王，而且合乎神心意的。
Israel not only had a king, but this king was one who was after God's own heart.
现在明白。
Now you understand
那个漫漫长夜，以色列这种光景。
That long dark night is the condition of Israel.
他答案在哪？
Where was his answer?
他的 solution 他解决是什么？
Where was the solution for the problem of no king?
在路德记。
The answer and the solution.
等到路德记故事发生的最后的时候。
So when you come to the end of the Book of Ruth.
现在有王了。
Now you have a king.
现在不是个人随意照着自己的意思来做。
Now it's not everyone doing what he will.
请记得。
Remember.
这就是为什么神给我们如此。
That's why the Bible gives us the book of Ruth.
明白吗？ 当圣经第一节, 当第一章第一节, 当事实比证的时候,
it now came up in the days when the judges come.
这个故事就发生在那个时候,
and that story occurred at that time.
在这个背景下,
under this background,
告诉我们在迦南地发生的时候,
it tells us there was a story in Canaan.
他的国中遭遇饥荒,
and that there was a famine in the land.
那么这是整个迦南地国,
and speaks of the whole Canaan.
你知道以色列人啊, 神给他们地上的迦南美地,
now I know that the people of Israel, God gave them a land called the land of Canaan.
迦南地是牛奶与蜜,
the land of Canaan is the land full of milk and honey.
乃是动物的精华,
now milk is the essence of the animal life.
蜜是植物的精华,
now honey is the essence of plant life.
所以这两样东西放在一起就代表生命的精华.
So if you put these two essences together, you find the essence of life. Think about it.
这个地不是江南美地,
now isn't this land the land of Canaan?
感谢主,
thank the Lord. It is a beautiful land.
在圣经里面他用它来预表基督的,
in it the Bible describes Christ through it.
用它来说type, 用它预表基督,
and so it's a type of Christ.
所以我们知道说当你读到这里的时候,
so when you read to this point,
你会出现一个问题,
so you will find a problem.
迦南怎么可能会有西方?
How can Canaan have famine?
迦南应该是牛奶与蜜之地,
Canaan ought to be a land full of milk.
现在谁要试验那些在迦南地,
but God now wanted to test those in Canaan.
我们这些都蒙了这数,
all of us have been saved.
我们今天所采的地就是迦南地,
the land that we stand upon is the land of Canaan.
在基督里的生命就是迦南的奶和蜜所代表,
in Christ it speaks about the essence of milk and honey.
所以保罗说基督那吃不透的丰富,
so Paul tells about the unsearchable riches of Christ.
所以如果一个以色列人神把他放在下面,
so if someone from Israel is placed in Canaan,
就好像神把基督徒放在基督里面,
yes, for Christians in Christ.
那其他的神人,
so now then,
如果这个地是神所赐给他们,
now if this is the land that God gave them,
有可能会遭遇饥荒,
is it possible that we'll go to famine?
果然遭遇饥荒,
they went through famine. Now 不要忘记, don't forget,
亚伯拉罕也经过这样的饥荒,
Abraham also went through this experience.
经过这个饥荒,
now because of that famine,
现在亚伯拉罕就受试炼,
now Abraham was tested.
亚伯拉罕就学功课,
Abraham learned the lesson.
那你要怎么做,
what do you do?
为什么有饥荒?
Why is it famine?
你对这个饥荒怎么反应呢?
How do you respond to the famine?
所以这里告诉我们说有一个犹太犹大的伯利恒的一个人就带着妻子和两个儿子就往摩亚地去寄居了.
It says this Elimelech and his wife brought into the land of Moab, remained there.
那么到摩亚地什么意思?
What does it mean to come to the land of Moab?
就是离开迦南地.
That means to leave land of Canaan.
迦南地是神所给以色列那块地.
The land of Canaan was given to the people of Israel.
这个地不可以卖,
but God said you cannot sell this land.
为什么?
Why?
因为这个地乃是神赐给以色列的赏赐.
Because this land is, is an inheritance for the people of Israel.
所以他们什么穷,
so however poor they couldn't leave that land.
他们怎么穷都不应该卖那块地.
However poor they were, they couldn't sell that land.
你看见没有?
See that?
神今天所给我们的恩赐,
the gift that God gives them,
或者恩典今天所给我们的恩典,
or the grace that God gives them,
他是不卖,
he cannot sell.
弟兄姊妹他不可能卖,
he cannot sell.
但不要忘记,
but don't forget,
你看见吗? 这个恩典是不能叫我们离开一分钟,
but this grace can allow us to leave it for 1 minute.
但在这里你看见了, 亚比米勒带着他妻子拿了米,
Elimelech and his two sons,
Naomi,
they went to the land of Moab.
那摩亚地什么意思?
What does land of Moab mean?
摩亚地有一个意思是它是咒诅之地.
The land of Moab, one meaning is that it's a cursed land.
为什么?
Why?
因为当初以色列人逃出埃及以后,
because after the people that left Egypt,
他们最后要进到迦南,
it lastly had to enter into Canaan.
还没有进到迦南, 他们在摩亚平原,
before they entered into Canaan, they came to the plain of Moab.
这摩亚这个地在什么地方?
Where is Moab?
如果大家有点,
if you have some concept about the geography, now between Israel and Jordan there's a very natural boundary, that is the river Jordan. Now the west side of Israel is toward the sea.
它的东边就是约旦河，从北往南流。
Toward the sea is the River Jordan from the north to the south.
那么那个约旦河一直流到死海。
And that River Jordan flowed all the way to the Dead Sea.
那个死海呢，就在海平面以下400米。
And the Dead Sea was 400 meters before sea level.
那么好了。
Now
这个死海呀，你看见了，这在死海是在两个山脉中间。
Now the Dead Sea was between two mountainous regions.
死海西边的山顶叫犹太山顶。
Now from the west you have the Judean mountain.
那么它的东边，那个山东边就是摩亚山。
And then you have the Moab mountain range.
那不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这个摩亚地就是死海东边那块地来。
Now Moab speaks about the land for the east of the Dead Sea.
所以当以色列还是地下面。
So before the people that enter into Canaan,
他们就安营在摩亚平原。
So they encamp along the plain of Moab.
结果摩亚王就找了巴勒来咒诅他。
And then the king of Moab came and sent Baal to curse them.
他们花好多钱，就是要巴勒来咒诅以色列。
Spent a lot of money so that Baal could curse the Israelites.
结果没有想到神出来干预。
But he didn't imagine that God came and interrupted.
所以等巴勒要咒诅以色列的时候，
So Baal was going to curse the people of Israel.
他祝福不出来。
所以我们要去想，这个摩亚地对以色列来讲，So land of Moab, the people of Israel,
那是受苦之地，is
the land of curse.
而迦南乃是牛奶与蜜。
The land of Canaan is the land flowing with milk
and honey. 他们应该离开迦南地。
So shouldn't leave the land of Canaan.
那么更严重的，and
more serious,
他们居然搬到摩亚地。
That they moved to the land of Moab.
他们搬回到了受苦之地去。
They moved back to the land of curse.
你如果在 与约旦河对立。If
you are on this side of the river,
你知道说那个巴兰的咒诅会临到你。
You know that the curse of Baal won't come to you.
就是因为以色列到了摩亚地。
But because Israel went to the land of Moab,
现在有可能在咒诅底下。
Now it's possible that it's under the curse.
那这是第一点。
This is the first point.
第二点，第三点，
你知道在四世纪的时候， You know that in the book of Judges,
以色列有五次亡国。
The people of Israel were captured 5 times.
有一次是亡在摩亚王的时候。
One of the times was captured under the Moab.
那个摩亚王名叫伊西伦。
Now the king of Moab, his name was called
Eglon. 那么伊西伦是肥油里的。Eglon
actually means like a fat cow, like he's very fat.
所以就是很有名的圣经里面的一个很重量级的人物。
So he was a heavyweight in the Bible.
所以圣经里面每次讲到我们肉体，
So every time when the Bible speaks about our flesh,
都是很胖的人来形容，
always uses a fat person to describe
him.
什么意思呢？ There's a reason.
你知道说普通每一个人，他的身材都是白马王子的身材。
So everyone's body shape should be the shape of a charming prince.
如果你的体型是太多了，
But if you eat too much ice
cream, 你随便爱吃什么就吃什么，
You eat whatever you want to eat.
结果你的身体就开始慢慢改变。
And slowly your body becomes deformed.
应该挖进去就鼓出来了。
Should have been depressed, but it became bulging.
鼓出来了就挖进去。
And then it bulges and then depressed.
所以你看这是什么？这是发展的结果。这是development process。那么圣经里面怎么形容人的肉体？
Now what does the Bible describe as the flesh of man?
怎么肉体的？简单来说，保罗说在我里面。
In me, Paul.
在我肉体中没有两。
In my flesh there is no good.
所以可见，什么叫肉体呢？
So what is the flesh?
肉体就是我。
Flesh is I.
我是什么呢？
What is I?
我就是我的人格。
I is my personality.
也不要忘了。
Don't forget.
这里说我的肉体没有良善。
That there is nothing good in my flesh.
这里说，
But this is true.
我的人格被污染。
So somehow my personality is polluted.
自从人堕落犯罪以后，
Ever since man sinned and fell,
我的思想情感一直都被污染。
My mind, my will, my emotions are polluted.
我的思想被扭曲了。
My thoughts are twisted.
然后我的情感呢就被罪污染了。
My emotions are polluted by sin.
就变成开始就变成情绪。
It becomes passion.
那不光这样， 我的意志本来很健康。
My will used to be very strong.
对罪说no.
They know to sin.
对神说是。
And yes to God.
还是不。
But no.
现在我变成非常的脆弱。
Now I'm very weak.
So
that personality in us is no longer the same as how God originally created
us.
So what is the flesh? The flesh is a polluted personality.
So now you understand.
So our will, our mind, our emotion are polluted by sin. Not only that, we become proud, become big.
And here we are,
even though
we are
not only develop abnormally.
Now, this is becoming so bad.
This is very terrible. How does the Bible describe that abnormal growth of the personality? And that is Eglon, the king of
Ammon.
He was a very fat king. Remember, why is being fat not good
for us? Because
the Bible tells us we have to enter into the narrow and go to the nail
path.
If a man is full of the
flesh,
they discover that that way is very narrow.
Jesus,
it's not that the way is narrow, it's that we're too fat. There was a one woman who's a wife who said to another wife, he said, I gained some more pounds. So my husband is getting a gift and I cannot even squeeze into it. So you said, your husband must have bought you a very beautiful dress then, right?
He said,
no. He actually gave me a beautiful car.
What the
fit into it? Because the door is too narrow. The door is not narrow.
You lose your warrant.
Sometimes we're too heavy.
So you can use a big one, get a crew.
So it has to do with our hinder the health.
Even wrong to the Jesus.
A Christian is full of the flesh. He will just not come to the knees.
You get that on more than you told me, and you like your way.
Now if you praise him a little bit, then he'll come to the
knees.
Just say some not so sound nice sounding words. So our Christian life won't be very long.
So you can see him, so because of that,
you
know, you think what we should do, you know,
so the flesh is a hindrance to our Christian world.
Not for
that. Not only that,
you have kind of a bad man, this is that on the top of wood.
So have you ever seen a charming prince that's fat and sitting on the white horse?
So you can even in prince, you don't see.
So as a man follows his flesh,
he shall read that one thing and then see who the baby is.
Can he look at the beauty of Christ in us?
But I have come again.
If we tell them now,
we should want to be down with
you. You are our greatest physician.
Should have all the fun side of it, so good.
If you place us on the operating table,
share more to do that with us, so
then Lord operates on us.
Number 17在我们的肠里面剪一段.
And then maybe the doctor will cut a section of our intestine.
然后我慢慢就回到原来的地方.
And then we'll slowly return to the original shape.
请记得.
Remember,
这个就是肉体的故事.
This is the story of the flesh.
睡摩亚人的身体代表我们的肉体.
So Noah speaks about our flesh.
而且给我们看到畸形发展的人格.
And it shows us an abnormally grown personality. So at one point, the people of Israel were under the hands of the Moabites. They had no freedom. When the flesh came,
since
the heart attack,
like
before it was fine,
that
person was like an angel. But when that thing attacked, so then you know
you're sick.
But afterwards, you're fine. So the flesh attack is like a heart attack.
You live in a So in our homes, in many volcanoes, you never know when the volcano is going to explode. Sometimes we are the worst volcanoes. You don't know if you touch something and then the volcano explodes. So we are delegated by our flesh. We are captured under it. We have no freedom. Just like the people live here.
Oh, we're alone, but don't forget.
Those kings came to the land of Canaan.
You see that? How did Moab
get to go? They went to Jericho.
Yeah, so what did Moab do? That made full on.
And then the man of Moab became the king there.
Yeah, you said they didn't have to go to Israel.
And of course, the people who had to live
there. So you just want to put them, put him, want to go to Israel, put him to Israel, and then
have
part
of the sunlight and the flash of past, the end of Moab is
past. So you said you wanted to bring your issue.
The proof that we are captured.
And what did they do?
But the important thing is this:
you originally want to do it.
Sometimes we regret it.
And the news.
But
you are
still upon land of Israel. See that?
Who is your visual?
But sometimes we are taken
captive.
We do not want to do it. They can help it.
She's a power.
As I call them.
She's a power.
To do that which I want to do, I can do it.
But I don't do
that which I want to do. I didn't want to do it.
And you go, all right,
but
what made you even
do
it?
What
made you even do it?
We had fallen.
What
is that story?
It's
the story of Genesis.
You put the ring.
It's not easy. You can't help yourself. You didn't intend to do it. So, you were departed. You were
captured.
You were captured under the flesh.
Now, it's
the story of Judges.
Which Lucas?
Not the story of
Lucas. The
story of Lucas.
No, did I see? Say you pray now.
Now, the story of Lucas is not that the king of Moab came to rule in Canaan.
Now, the story of Lucas is not that the king of Moab came to rule in Canaan. 他们跑到哪里去？跑到摩押去。This
is Elimelech and Naomi, very calculated, decided to go to Moab.
你们懂吗？
Now you understand?
这不是他愿意。这是他愿意。
他明明知道这是摩押。 He knows this is the land of Moab.
结果他们起，用圣经的话来说。
So in the words of the Bible,
体贴圣灵的是生命和平安。
The mindset of the spirit will life and peace.
体贴肉体的就是死。
Mindset after the flesh is death.
你看见没有？现在是你把你的心思放在肉体上。
So now you mind the things of the flesh.
你不是不得已的。
It's not that
you're calculated.
You're willing to do such a thing. This is the beginning of
tragedy.
Think about the word of God.
我们好好读一遍。
Let us read that word, pray. That's more.
In
Romans chapter 8.
Loma to be by them.
Romans chapter 8. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace.
我想很清楚的,
I think it's very clear.
什么时候你跟随肉体?
When you set your mind on the flesh,
你以为你想吃了死亡,
and then you eat in a dead rat.
但如果你已经圣灵了,
but if your mind is set on the spirit,
那是生命和平安,
it brings forth life and peace.
那现在这里有个故事,
now there's a story here.
这以利比勒他认识谁?
The little guy knows God.
他明白这件事,
he knows the will of God.
他也知道摩亚必须咒诅自己,
he also knows that the land of Moab is the land.
Don't forget,
now is no longer Israel being controlled by Israel. If you are in Canaan, sometimes you will fail. We are weak often. This is what the book of Judges tells. But this time it was not. This time our mind is set on the flesh. Now we have an arrangement for our flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So because of this, there is a result. What is that?
肉体的就是死。
Mindset of the flesh is death.
所以当你读的第一章的
So when you read chapter 1,
不只是一个死
Not just one death.
是三个死
Three death.
严重的严
重 There's an inferior.
所以你明白了吗
You think you
have to 你怎么明白这一段话呢
How do you understand this
point? 你要拿罗马书第八章第六节就会很清楚
And then through Romans 8:6 you understand
一些肉体的就是死
The mindset of the flesh is death.
有的地方你不应该去
Sometimes you're not
you have to do it.
You still went.
有的地方事情你不应该做，你还做。
There's certain things you shouldn't do. You did.
有的你偶尔跟你交往
对吗 ？Sometimes you trip and fall. That's
one. 现在不去了。
This is not.
你完全清醒的。
You're very clear.
你知道怎么运用你的意志。
You know how to use your own will.
这回你检点了摩亚底。
That means chose the land of Moab.
这回你检点的是肉体。
You chose the flesh.
这就不一样。
This is different.
这叫做体贴肉体。
This is second mind.
这叫做把你心思放在肉体上，这
是 set your mind on the flesh。
这叫做为肉体安排，这
是 to arrange things。
这叫放纵你的肉体，
这是 to let your flesh go。
你让它去了
，you let it go。
你记得是谁让它去的
？Who let it go？
是你让它去的
，Who told it to go？
谁负责任 ？Who is responsible？ 你负责任
？You are responsible。
在这个前提下，
在这个结果
上，谁从肉体的就是
that mindset of the that set of the flesh is death。
我记得我年轻的时候
，Remember when I was
我们那个时候啊，就是年轻的时候，我们六个就挺喜欢看电影。
So before when I was young, before I was there, I used to love watching movies.
因为我们就住在电影院附近。
Because we just lived near the movie theater.
后来信了耶稣了。
Now we believe in the Lord Jesus.
那么有弟兄告诉我们，这电影不是不可以看。
So some of the tells it's not that movies are bad,
and things are 世界
but the movies is the world.
你看电影就爱世界
when you watch movies, you love the world.
那个时候你说不可以爱世界
the Bible says don't love the world.
所以我们那天就变成不可以看电影了
So that means for us, and people always say we can't watch movies.
他们说好，我看电影，
但 I won't watch movies.
那我可以看电影广告，对不对
？And I read the movie advertising.
所以到时候我还看电影广告。
So when the producer came, I always look at the movie ad.
那问题就来了，
那
你天天看广告，你知道演什么电影的
？So when you're reading this for every day, you watch a movie.
所以你那会儿有一次有一部电影叫做《King of Kings》万王之王。
So there was a movie called The King of Kings.
结果我说这个电影可以看了。
I said now I should be able to watch.
我第二传福音的话，肯定看主耶稣怎么定十字架。
I have to do the gospel. I have to see how the Lord was the
king. 我到底不懂，我怎么传福音给他们
？If I don't understand, how can I preach the gospel?
所以我说这个电影我应该可以去的。
So I should be able to watch the movie.
我还是不大敢啊。
But I did not call.
我想我来找这个七年的负责人。
So I want to find the youth leader in our midst.
Yeah, 如果他去了，那他负责任，他带我去了。
If he goes, he's responsible for me. He should be my.
因为他是教会里面带头的嘛。
Because he is the leader in the church.
他是年轻的榜样嘛。
He is the example for me.
我去是平安。
If I go, I'm not peaceful.
但我还一起去，我就平安了。
If I go with him, then I'm peaceful.
首先我要说服他。
First, I have a condition.
所以我就说服他了。
So I convinced him.
哎，为什么他给我说动了
？And of course, he was moved by.
好，这是我们两个人一起去啊。
So two of us went.
那个时候我们在台湾，
在上面台湾
就住在台北的地方，
我们在台北，
夏天热的不得了
，so hot in the summer。
看电影啊，不是看，你要排队买票。
So you watch a movie, that's to watch a movie. You have to stay in line to buy the ticket.
现在问题就来了
，now the problem is
你要买票啊，人家都看你不认得你。
If you buy tickets, people will recognize you.
那么让好了，那么我们一定要叫传福音给那些朋友。
So on the one hand, we preach the gospel to them.
那我们担心说啊，如果被弟兄看见了。
Lord, pray, what if a brother sees him?
No, because he said, oh, you're going to be there,
the house on your
feet. You're going to be there, you're going
to
be
there. Tell us not to love the world, how come you love the world?
So I was living in the UC, you know, the leader is coming out.
So I raised it with that leader, and then
he said,
fine, so the great, blue sky, the sun,
and we're not going to get it,
we didn't want to,你记得的，
是我们两个人穿雨衣。
So the two of us were raincoats.
但是雨衣不是透明的，是像冻结把我包起来的。
And it was black raincoats that are not transparent.
所以你看那么多人排队，是我们两个人很奇怪的。
So many people were in the line, but the two of us were straight.
就是那些就是恐怖分子，
那些 terrorists today.
所以呢，我们两个人排队在那看，但是我们又怕被别人看见了。
So the two of us were in line, we were afraid of people see us.
那一天队排的最长了。
And that line was so long.
什么道场？
So, how come they have to come to our
camp?
We bought this again.
然后我们就进到这个西西里面。
So then we entered the movie theater.
哎，我们高兴的。
We were so happy.
因为你没有真的登出了案。
Because of the life of them.
别人看不见我们。
No one can see us.
我们看见你圣经说啊。 我们爱黑暗不爱光。
So we reminded of the verse, love darkness, not the light.
好了，我们就坐在那里。
So we sat there.
哎，那种地方很高兴的。
We actually, truly, people should be very happy.
很奇怪。
Very strange.
跟我讲道理。
Can I explain the reason?
你是在说来电影。 本身对和不对是另外一件事。
So whether the movie is right or not, it's something else.
那内心神给我们一个特别的。
At that time, the Lord led us in a certain way.
我坐在那里，真的像吃一场大病一样。
So I sat there as if I had a great picture that came up.
真的像吃了死老鼠一样。
As if I ate a dead rat.
结果啊，我到了半天，我真的是受不了了。
So for long, I couldn't take it anymore.
我就跟那个弟兄讲，I
told about it. 我说，我不会。 I
cannot take it. 他说我也受不了，我来看这个电影，没有我们两个人。
就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就是就
个基督徒都可以有这样的内心。
Every Christian can have this tragedy.
不是一个，
那是 one death,
and
three death.
这就是悲剧。
This is a tragedy.
那不光是那位的，
你有没有注意到？
就是那位，当初拿了你出去的时候
，When Naomi went out,
她不是因为穷才出去。
She didn't go out because she was poor.
不是
，No.他怎么说呢？
或者是在
后来怎么说？或者是在
他说我是满满的出去，耶和华给我空空的回来。
I went out full, but God allowed me to return empty.
所以这告诉我们什么？
What does it tell us?
告诉我们拿阿比出去的时候一点都不穷。
So when Naomi went out, she wasn't poor.
那问题发生在哪？
But what is the problem?
若穷就不应该出去，对不对？
So if you're not poor, you shouldn't go out.
难住在哪里？
我的真好听，
他们怕。
They're afraid of being poor.
这是难
处。This is a difficult thing.
因为他们明白，
你那个
他们是满满的去。
They went out poor.
他们怕死。
They're afraid to become poor.
所以他们要抢救他们。
Yes. They want to rescue themselves.
圣经怎么说？
What's the Bible say?
凡救自己生命的要丧掉。
Those who save their own souls will lose their own souls.
凡要救自己的魂的要丧掉。
Those who want to save their own soul will lose their soul.
弟兄姊
妹，
为什么我们要抢救我们？
Why do we want to save our life?
我们怕死。
Because we're afraid of
losing our souls.
We're afraid of loss.
结果我们就到摩崖。
Then we went to the land of Moab.
记记得。
Remember.
这就是这里的功课。
This is the lesson here.
读的话很清楚。
The word of God is very
clear. 若有人要跟从我。
If anyone wants to follow me.
就让他舍弃。
I have to deny and
face him. 他不要来跟。
Take up his cross and follow me.
只有两个选择。
Only two choices.
要么直接顺。
All either.Mindset of the
knowledge
or the mindset of the
flesh.
Even though there is famine, you dare not leave. There must be the will of God
to go to.
But often,
we
want to save
ourselves. And
we bring the whole family to the land of God. So this is tragic, beginning tragic. Some people tell us,
全本圣经里面就是男子来过最悲惨的许多次。
In the whole Bible, when it comes to man, the most tragic man in the Bible is Job.
那最悲惨的女人没有可以比得上她。
And the most tragic woman, no one can compare with Naomi.
她本来就很有关系。
She had a land since the land of Canaan.
她出去是满满出去。
She went out full.
但是因为要抢救自己，
所以希望每个人都能生存。
结果你看清楚，他学了功课。
She learned the deep lesson.
结果十年
，after 10 years，
在他的眼前
，before 啊，
这个是
not just one death，
那是
three death。
所以弟兄姊
妹，现在
拿了你要学的功课。
Now they only need to learn
one thing. 他虽然到了这个，或者到了这个摩押。
Even though she came to learn more,
神又给放松。
Did God let go of her?
神没有放松。
God did not let go of her.
神借着小孩子。
Through this environment,
需要把拿俄米 从摩亚地被带回到迦南。
God wanted to bring Naomi back from the land of Moab to the land of Canaan.
所以，请我们记住。
So let us remember,
一开始的时候
，in the beginning，
就给我们看见一个迹象。
So you see this in the book of Ruth.
现在有三个国。
Now there are three widows.
不光是两个女，
那是 Naomi，
还有两个媳妇。
And two daughters.
一个叫阿巴，另外一个叫做 Ruth。
One named Orpah, one named Ruth。
结果经过了十年
，after 10 years，
然后呢，他们听见说现在迦南地又开始有丰收了。
So now they heard that there was harvest in the land of Canaan。
所以，这圣经怎么说呢
？So what does the Bible say？
啊，第六节
，verse six，
他就与两个儿子起身，要从摩亚地归回，因为他在摩亚地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓。
Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return to the land of Moab, for she had heard from the land of Moab that the Lord had visited his people and gave them food.
不要忘记
Don't forget.
故事不光迦南地
The story is not just the story of Canaan.
也是伯利恒
It's also the story of Bethlehem.
伯利恒是神的粮仓意思
Now Bethlehem means of the barn of God.
你看古事不同
Isn't it a kind of an irony?
你看你有神你看你怎么？你看你们，本来他们应该在神的粮仓。
Before they should have been in the barn of God.
应该在迦南牛奶与蜜之地。
They should have been in the land of milk and honey.
那么就是有一点试炼。
So there are some testing that occurred.
结果他们就搬走了。
And then they moved
away. 结果他们到了摩亚地区。
They came to the land of Moab.
但现在他们听见说神眷顾自己的百姓。
But now they heard that God had visited his people.
赐粮食给他们。
Gave them food.
所以经过了十年。
So after 10 years,
丈夫没有了。
She lost her husband.
三个寡妇。
Three widows.
怎么过日子
？How can you live?
那么听说神眷顾自己的百姓。
They heard that God visited his people.
所以他就和两个儿妇就起身就从摩亚地要归回。
So she rose with her two daughters-in-law and wants to return to the land of Canaan.
我在一半的时候。
But halfway there,
这个婆婆就对两个媳妇。
The mother-in-law said to the two daughters-in-law,
你们个人回应人家去。
You have to go back to your own mother.
愿耶和华恩待你。
May God bless you.
像你们恩待彼此的人，与我一样。
May the Lord be kind to you as you have dealt with the dead.
愿耶和华使你们各在新妇家中得的平安。
May the Lord grant that you may find rest each in the house of her husband.
所以拿俄语就把他们分别。
So then Naomi wanted to split ways with them.
结果他们就放声痛哭。
And then they wept.
那么他说，不然我们必与你们一同。他们说，不然我们必与你一同回你本国去。
But we will surely return with you to your people.
你看两个媳妇都这么做。
The two daughters said the same.
两个媳妇都是在摩亚地长大。
The two daughters grew up in the land of Moab.
他们从来不知道迦南地什么意思。
They don't know what the land of Canaan is about.
就带过来。
是的。
他们本来是拜偶像。
They were ones who worship idols.
就是因为嫁到哪里就嫁了。
But because they married into the family.
认识了独一的神。
They came to know the one true God.
我们知道。
We know that.
摩亚地的两个儿子是外邦人就是错的。
So that they didn't Naomi, she's a very gentle with mom.
但是外甥路德和他的路德和阿尔巴嫁给这个两个以色列人是对的。
So, but for Ruth and Orpah to marry to these Israelites, it was the right
thing. 做他们丈夫。
The mom was on the
husband. 但是恩待他。
But God was gracious.
因为这个连结，他们认识了独一的神。
Because of this union, they came to know the one and true God.
他们是看见这个世界从来没有看见。
They saw a world that didn't have any redeemer.
在摩亚，他们跟随偶像。
And Moab, no one had been following idols.
现在他们敬拜独一的神。
Now they worship the one and true God.
所以请记住
，Remember，
这是拿了你这只这是拉巴的遭遇，这也是路德的遭遇。
This is Orpah's end as well as Ruth's.
所以等到阿尔推等到拿俄米叫他们回去，他们不肯。
So when Naomi wanted to them to return, she didn't want. They didn't want to.
那这个时候拿俄米就分析给他们。
So at this point, Naomi explained the situation to them.
他们为什么要跟着我呢
？Why are you following me?
我还没有生子吗
？Can I have a son of my
own? 做你们丈夫。
That they may be your husband.
所以我女儿们呢，回去我年纪已经老迈。
Return my daughter. Go for a man to open
up. 不能再有丈夫。 前面还有
机会，有机会说我还有指望，基业有丈夫可以生子，你们岂能等到他们长大呢？
If I said I hope, if I should even have a husband and also bear some
children,
would you therefore refrain from marrying?
我女儿们呢，不要这样，我为你们的缘故甚是愁苦，因为耶和华甚有攻击我。
No, my daughter, it is harder for me than for you, for the hand of the Lord has gone forth against me.
那很清楚的。
It's very clear.
拿米很明显的给两个媳妇。
Naomi clearly showed him her two daughters. If you follow me and go back, this way is the way of death. Your future is in
Moab.
Your future is not in Canaan. And the most amazing thing is there is a tradition that says that Naomi it's very possibly that Ruth was the daughter of that of King Eglon.
那如果这样的话，更没有理由，更没有理由离开，更没有理由到迦南地。
So there's even less of a reason for them to return to Canaan.
所以现在他们非常细。
So now the way is very clear.
你跟拿阿米这条路非常死。
If you follow the Naomi, is the way of death.
信条绝路
is dead.
是没有盼望。
There is no hope.
所以这个时候他们要坐下来计算他们代价。
So now they had to count.The cost that they have. Now, because of their love for
him, they
didn't want to leave
him.
But now their reasoning has to cool down. Think about their future. Now, they only did not encourage them.
So,
they only did it because they were so moved that they didn't want to leave, that she just let them go. If you
want
to come with me, you have to count the cost.
你们应该知道说这个代价是怎么样的。
You have to know what kind of price you have to pay.
没有前途，
你看到趋势
看见吗？
晒的保护，
对不对？你看见根本不可能有前途。
那他不清楚。
那么，然后你讲的很清楚。
Naomi laid it out very clearly.
弟兄姊妹，
他的这
所以他说耶和华伸手攻击我。
His hand is upon me.
你看见然后你学了很深的功课。
Naomi learned to be blessed.
他心中非常的痛苦。
Her heart was very difficult. She never imagined that she would bring back two widows with her. They are still young. They ought to still stay.
So Naomi
encouraged them again. So then the two daughters left again. Or if a kissed her mother-in-law on the left. You see that?
虽然情感很沉重
even though emotionally it was very difficult
但是你去冷静下来
the reasoning set in
你算算你的代价
when you count the cost
现在你要问
now you have to ask
我还要往前走
do I want to continue
那结果阿尔巴就离开了那里
then Orpah left him
但是圣经说只是路德舍不得那
but Ruth clung to her
舍不得这三个字
the very word phrase is Ruth clung to her
是一个很重要很重要的
it's a very important phrase
这个字就解开了整本的路德记
this phrase explains the whole of the Ruth
那这个字是什么字
what is that word in the original
let us read
the book of Genesis
同样的一个字是希伯来字
it is the same word in Hebrew
第二章，创世第二章
，Genesis chapter three。
因此，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。24
For this cause a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife and they shall become one flesh.
Because he would cleave to his wife, 就是说与妻子联合
shall cleave to his wife in English.
那么这个 cleave 就是在希伯来文
Now this word cleave in Hebrew
就舍不得那个
is that word clung in the book of Ruth.
我们再说这个路德舍不得男人
Ruth clung onto Naomi.
那如果亚当跟夏娃 联合成一个人。Now
that Adam and Eve became one person.
你看这夫妻之间的联合是亲密的。Now
the union between husband and wife is the most intimate union.
所以这里讲的联合的时候。
So when you speak about union here, these two people are one people. So it's the strongest union between two people.
明白吗？你在在创世纪。
In Genesis,
是用在夏娃被亚当的这边,
and Jesus described Adam and Eve.
但是记得,
I remember.
现在是用在拿俄米跟路德,
here it is used to describe between Ruth and Naomi.
意思就是说,
in other words,
拿巴二八可以说再见,
or something big about,
但路德不能,
Ruth couldn't,
她可以说我不能做,
she can't do it, but I can.
路德舍不得拿,
Ruth clung to me.
You see that? 那个舍不得,
that clean,
好像亚当舍不得下巴,
is that like Adam couldn't let
go? 下巴舍不得亚当,
Eve had to cling on to
them.男分男舍的情形就这里所说的舍不得,
that difficulty of separation is what God is explaining here.
你说对没有？人间最大的男分男舍的就是丈夫与妻。
So the most difficult separation is that between husband and wife.
不要忘记,
but don't forget,
这是强烈的一个字眼,
the Bible is such a strong word.
来给我们看见说, 路德舍不得拿,
so did it Ruth come to her?
那不是一次,
not only one.
这个用了三次,
use the word three times.
你只要重复的使用, 你知道这个是很重要的一个词,
it is repeated in the Bible, it's very important.
你明白吗?
你现在用圣经来解释圣经, that means the Bible to explain the Bible. And thus can I interpret it however you want.
Yeah, but this is the
right. I have to find the fact.
So you still put it up to the right.
So this comes from a very important word. Another portion, where is it?
Well, okay, can we shout?
I'll read it there.
CR down
chapter 2. Then Boaz said to Ruth, listen carefully, my daughter, do not go to glean in another field.
不要离开这,
is it first more, do not go on from this one.
这里是Boaz的先说,
here refers to the land of
Boaz.
你不要往别人的田里, don't go to anybody else's
field. 失去卖罪,
to glean.
你不要离开这,
don't leave this field.
现在你所在的田地是Boaz的田,
so the field you are on is Boaz's field.
所以你不要离开这田,
so do not leave this field.
那希腊语是什么意思?
What is the original?
你要舍不得离开,
you are to cling on to this field.
意思是说,
in other words,
你和这块地的关系,
the relationship between you and this land,
就好像亚当跟夏娃的关系,
like the relationship between Adam and Eve.
明白吗?
And
这是很强烈很强烈的词,
it's a very strong word use.
这是第二个地方,
this is the second place.
第三个地方,
the third place.
第二十二节，第二十二节，从2:22。拿俄米对儿子路德说：“女儿啊，你跟着他的使女出去。”
And Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his maid."
那跟着使女出去,
this is that you go out with his maid.
那原文就是你要舍不得这些钱。
And the original, this is also that you are to cling on.
You are to be united
with the other man. 明白吗? You see, I'm
going to say, I'm
going to say, the group.
一共三次用了舍不得舍不得舍不得,
you find this word clean three times.
或者连于连于连于,
or united, united, united.
那么这个连于就clean 这个字呢实在过来就像clean的那个连接,
but that, or the word please is that union in marriage.
所以是什么意思?
So what does that mean?
它的最后,
in the end,
你知道路德不是嫁给波安,
didn't Ruth marry Boaz?
所以最后故事是讲到波安
if they speak within the end, they speak about the union of Boaz and Ruth.
那么讲到这个连结的故事的时候,
so when you speak about this story of union,
你看见在整个故事里面圣灵特意的凸显那三个字舍不得舍不得舍不得,
the Holy Spirit especially placed three words
clean, clean, clean.
或者说言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语言语
other side of the
So under the mother-in-law means that you're
always under concentration.
不会多好,
no matter how good the mother
is.
So even if she is good, it's the
pressure.
If she's there, it's the
pressure. She
doesn't necessarily that the mother-in-law is not good. But it's a circumstance. Now there's an opportunity. If the relationship is not good between the mother-in-law, this is the best opportunity. But amazingly, there was a daughter-in-law here. She didn't want to leave her mother-in-law.
From a human
perspective, what does it prove?
这证明说，路德在拿俄米身上看见的东西。
It proves that Ruth saw something in Naomi.
或者这样说吧。
In other words,
当路德还或者就是说，这个就是因为路德嫁到拿俄米那里来。
Now because Ruth married into the family Naomi,
她看见一个信神的家庭和别的家庭不一样。
She saw the difference between a family that knows God and the family that does not know God.
Yeah.
You see that?
她看见一个他们相信神，所以看在这个拿俄米身上是完全不一样。
So she saw, observed how a family that knows God is different from other families.
她被拿俄米吸引。
She was drawn by the Naomi.
也就是说，strictly是被拿俄米的神吸引。
Because she was drawn by the Naomi's God.
那这点非常重要，所以当我们要明白这个路德的这个路德他的道理以前
，so before we understand the value，
我们要看见说
，we have to see that
路德所舍不得拿俄米，有他的原因。
Ruth clung to Naomi has this reason，
不是因为拿俄米做成功的婆婆。Not
because Naomi was a good mother-in-law，
因为在这个婆婆身上你看见什么。But
because in this mother-in-law you saw God himself，
对呀。
Even though there's pressure,
但是你看见吗?
But you see,
你看见说在这里有一个舍不得因素在里面。
You see that there was a clinging involved.
这是一面,
this is one thing.
另外一面,
the other part,
请大家记,
remember,
就说哪里来,
as far as Naomi is concerned,
她因为失败,
because she failed,
她因为到了摩亚地,
because she went to the land of Moab,
结果不是一个死,
not just one death, but three deaths.
她觉得很珍贵这个东西,
she learned a deep lesson.
这是苦难临到哪里?
Now these suffering came upon Naomi.
哪里知道这是我应当得的?
Naomi felt that she deserved it.
谁管教我?
God disciplined
me. 谁要挽回我?
God wants to recover me.
谁要得我?
God wants to gain me.
所以现在我在回家里。
So now I'm on my way back.
我受。
I suffer.
我没有理由叫我媳妇跟着我一样受。
There is no reason for my daughter-in-law to suffer with me.
你看见这是哪里?
So this is Naomi.
但别忘了,
but don't forget.
今天的路德嫁到拿俄米家里。
Now Naomi married into Naomi's family. Naomi is not just a
mother-in-law.
But for Ruth's perspective,
你怎么解释路德的?
How do you explain Ruth's suffering?
路德就错了,
what did Ruth do?
路德没有错,
Ruth did not do anything wrong.
路德嫁给, 这个拿俄米家里建立作业。
It's nothing wrong for Ruth to marry into Naomi.
为什么她受这么多的?
But why did she suffer much?
没有别的原因,
there's not another reason.
那就是说, 拿俄米在路德的身上,
that means that Naomi saw Ruth.
有一个代表,
there is a representation.
代表什么?
What is the representation?
代表神的意思,
it represents the will of God.
你看这里,
you see that?
这是苦难。
So, this see something.
是哪里所代表的?
It is represented by Naomi.
那是哪里代表的神的意思?
Naomi represents the will of God.
所以意思,
so you see that?
如果神的旨意, 他的名字叫做哪里?
It is God's will that her name is Naomi.
如果他的名字叫哪里的话,
if her name is Naomi,
那不光路德要跟随,
not only will Ruth follow,
二八也会跟随,
or follow also follow.
现在难就在这里,
now this is a difficult
one. 要问他们。
Don't call me Naomi.
Call me Mary.
因
为神的手在我对他很重。
Because God has a specific name.
所以在这个时候
，At this point,
就是你。
But
请记得，那哪里所代表的什么
？Remember, what does Naomi represent?
那是神的名。
Naomi represents the will of God. 我
再说一遍
，Let me repeat.
如果神的名字如果神的名字，他的名字叫做甜。
So if the will of God is the name, it means sweet.
你不怕没有人不跟随神
？Don't be afraid of people following the will of God.
但如果神的名字它名字叫马拉
，But if the will of God and its name is Comer,
你看阿尔巴很快的就离开
，You see, Orpah will leave quickly.
这就是你的故事。
This is the story here.
但当阿尔巴离开
，So when Orpah left,
路德守了。
Ruth called on to
Ruth. 对于拿俄米有一个怨
词 Ruth had a bad name.
她对拿俄米说
She said to Naomi.
她对拿俄米说
She said to Naomi.
不要娶我回去不跟随
Don't pretend me to go back and not follow.
这句话不光对拿俄米说
She not only said it to Naomi.
这个也是路德对于拿俄米所代表神的旨意说
Ruth is speaking to the will of God represented by
不要娶我回去的那个人
Do not urge you to leave you or turn back.
You want not to follow me. Where you want not
to? So where you go, I will go.
Naomi, you want not to. Where you want not to?
Wherever Naomi goes, I will go.
Momo want not to. Where you want not to?
Wherever the mother-in-law goes, I will go.
Momo want not to.
But because the mother-in-law represents the will of God.
So you said to me, you want not to. Where you want not to?
So wherever the will of God goes, I will go.
你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。
Where you lodge, I will lodge.
神旨意在哪里住，我也在哪里住。
Wherever the will of God lodges, I will lodge.
你的国就是我。
Your people shall be my people.
你的神就是我的神。
Your God, my God.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里。
When you die, I will die.
我们不能同年同月同日生，但是我们同年同月同日死。
We may not be born on the same year, same month, same day, but we can die the same year, same month, same day.
也葬在哪里？
We can be buried there.
除非死能使你与我葬，不然愿耶和华重重的刑罚与我。
Thus may the Lord do to me and work if anything but death part you and me.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这是第一章最美丽的。
This is the most beautiful part of chapter 1.
路德愿意守约。
Ruth is willing to take a
walk. 她明知道的绝路。
She knows of the dead end.
她明明知道的死路。
She knows of the way of death.
但她有个盼望。
But she has a hope.
她从来不知道怎么叫迦南美。
She didn't know what the land of Canaan meant.
她听她的公公说。
She heard her father say.
他们所遇见的神是怎样的神？
What kind of God
神怎样赐给他们牛奶与蜜汁？
他给他们的奶所有
牛奶，他也读了旧约的圣经。
Maybe she studied the Old Testament.
他没有去过
，She never been there.
但是就是，
他把这个
吸引力都吸引。
She has an attraction.
他把哪里代表神的旨意
？Naomi represented the will of God.
变成了对神的旨意许的愿。
Now she had a vow to the will of God.
无论你往哪里去
，No matter where you go，
我们都到哪里去。
I will go.
弟兄姊妹，
这
是一条死路。
It is a dead way.
一点都没有错。
True.
路德的前途是在哪里？
The true future of Ruth is among.
如果他的父亲果然是伊基伦王，伊基果然伊基伦的王。
If her father indeed is Eglon,
他更没有理由回去。
She has less of a reason to go back.
所以弟兄，
把他的 sister
记记住。
Remember,
这就是故事的开始。
This is the beginning of the story.
明白吗？
You see that?
路德 Ruth 是一个外邦女。
Ruth is a Gentile woman.
结果认识神。
She came to know God.
她不光认识神，
她还明白。
她也和拿俄米接触。
She had a relationship with Naomi.
她不知道怎么解释她的环境。
She didn't know how to explain her.
她当然解释她的苦难。
She couldn't explain herself.
她明白了。
But she knew
God is in
the future. She knew
that God is going to
do it. The will of God will not
be done. 她许愿要跟随我。
The one that she had a vow that she wanted to follow me.
表面上是跟她的婆婆。
All of these things are following
her. 再后来，她不跟随神。
Strictly speaking, she was following the will of God.
虽然是条死路。
Even though it's a way of death.
她愿意舍己。
She was willing to forsake herself.
背起她的十字
架。Deny herself, take up
her cross,
and follow her
Naomi.
To walk towards the land of Canaan.
感谢。
Thank the Lord.
你看见
了吗？ You see that?
这样，这就是第一章。
This is chapter one.
所以等到他们回到迦南美地的时候。
So when they return to the land of Canaan.
回到伯利恒的时候。
When they return to Bethlehem.
正是动手割杖那天。
So this is the time when there was the barley harvest. So imagine when Ruth first saw the barley field. And all the Jesus she never imagined. Because according to the Bible, because the Moabite cannot enter into the tent of God for 10 generations. So 10 generations they cannot approach God.
你想想,
think about it.
当德来到了,
when Ruth came to the land of Moab,
how do we want to look at the
land of Canaan? She said, I have
been.
What basis can I come on? Based on what can I come to see this barley harvest? I am but a sinner. But have you seen grace? Ruth teaches us that we are ones who have been redeemed. We're just like Ruth. Thank the Lord.
But remember,
if you believe the Lord
Jesus,
you're willing to walk the
through.
Some people say if you believe the Lord Jesus, you become rich.
但是问题在这里,
but the problem,
如果基督打破饭碗, 你像不像你?
So if this believer will just need to become poor, are you still
a little bit?
All religions give people blessings. You have to live the
light
of Canaan. So from darkness into light, I am the truth that I
find.
Are you willing to follow what does it mean to be united with Christ? How did the union of Ruth and Moab begin? If there wasn't such a
battle,
share a story later. Her future is in the world. Her future is in the land of
Moab.
Share a story afterwards. So the latter part of the story. It's about Ruth.
How did you get excited about them?
What does her vow
mean?
She was willing to obey the will of God. Not only was the will of God, but it was sweet, she would follow. Even if it was bitter, she would follow. This is the beginning of growth. You see that
right?
What does it mean, united with
Christ?
United with Christ, the first step. The first step of growth. Is union with the will of God. You love the will of God? When the will of God is bitter, are you like Orpa and you leave? If the will of God is called Naomi, are you willing to consecrate yourself? This is a glorious
place.
From Moab to the land of Canaan, this is a glorious place. Wherever the will of God dies, he will die there. The will of God died on the cross. Are you willing to take up your cross and follow the Lord? Do you understand? This is the book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 1. Shows us what?
Ruth says, 给我们第一章，给我们看见。
Ruth chapter 1 shows us that Ruth was a Gentile woman. She was far away from God. She not only received grace,
现在, 她能够被带到,
Now she may be brought into the land of Canaan.
Oh, thank you.
Well, brothers, so
we do what we want.
It's not just a way of salvation for us. Remember, how does a Christian
grow?
The first step.
You have to see that
everything is fixed. How can we be in Christ
today?
How can we be in the land of Canaan? Everything is
fixed.
But secondly, this way is very clear. It's the way towards glory. It's also the way of the cross. Are you willing? Are you willing for the
vow? Are you
bow just like the vow of Ruth? Then we can continue to
improve.
Then we enter into chapter 2. Can we rest for a little bit? If you get hungry, you go home. We don't have to listen to the So after 7 minutes, we'll come back. We'll speak until 1 o'clock.
If you're hungry, you can come back. And then you can
come back to chapter 3 and chapter 4.
But
if the Lord willing, after we
rest,
we'll return to the
Lord. We'll just
come back in 7 minutes.
Ruth
chapter 2.
南美的上主以利的亲属中有一个人叫波阿斯，是个大财主。Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a man of great wealth of her family, Elimelech, whose name was Boaz.
波阿斯如日得，所以拿了你说：“容我往前边去，我蒙谁的恩，就在谁身后拾取麦穗。”And
Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, "Please let me go to the field and bring among the ewes a grain after one, and who sat on his own face."
拿你说女儿啊，你去管去。
So she departed and went in green in the fields after the reapers, and she happened to come to the portion of the field belonging to Boaz, to the family of
Elimelech.
She happened to come to the portion of the field belonging to Boaz.
我是这个从伯利恒来对收割的人说，愿耶和华与你们同在。他们回答说，愿耶和华赐福于你们。Now
the whole Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, "May the Lord be with you." And they said to him, "May the Lord bless you."
我是这个监管收割的人说，那是谁家的女子？Then
Boaz said to the servant who was in charge of the reapers, "Whose young woman is this?"
监管收割的人回答说，是那挪亚女子跟随拿俄米。
And the servant in charge of the reaper answered and said, "She is the young Moabite woman who returned with Naomi from the land of Moab."
他说：“请你容我跟着收割的人拾取麦穗。”他从早晨直到如今，除了在屋子里坐一会儿，常在这里。
And she said, "Please let me glean again and let me gather after the reaper from the sheep." But she came and had to leave from the room until now she has been sitting in the house in the water.
波阿斯对路德说：“女儿啊，听我说，不要往别人田里收麦穗，也不要离开这里，要常与我食用在一起。”And
Boaz said to Ruth, "Listen carefully, my daughter. Do not glean, do not go to glean in another field. Furthermore, do not go on from this one, but stay here with my lady."
我的仆人在那块田里收割，你就跟着他们去。我已吩咐仆人不可欺负你，你若渴了，就可以到溪里那里喝打来的水。
Let your eyes see on the field which they leave, and go after them. Indeed, I have commanded the servant not to touch you. When you are thirsty, go to the water jar and drink from that to serve up the servant's draw.
路德就是匍匐在他半地叩拜，对他说：“我既是外邦人，怎么蒙你的恩这样顾恤我呢？”Then
she fell on her face, bowing to the ground, and said to him, "Why have I found favor in your sight that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner?"
拉斯的家说：“自从你丈夫死后，凡你向所有所行的，并离开自己和本地，到住不认识民中，这些也是全都罢了。”And
Boaz answered and said to her, "All that you have done for your mother-in-law after the death of your husband has been fully reported to me. How you left your father and your mother and the land of your birth and came to people that you did not previously know."
愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下。
May the Lord reward your work and your wages be full from the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to seek refuge.
路德说：“我主啊。”
愿在你眼前蒙恩，我虽然不及你的一个使女，你还有十二的话安慰我。
So she said, I have found favor in your heaven, Lord, for you have comforted me, and you have spoken kindly to your maidservant, though I am not like one of your maidservants.
到了吃饭的时候，花子对路德说：“你到这里来吃饼，将饼粘在树里。”路德不是在休克的人旁边坐下，他们把烘着的麦穗子递给他，他就吃了。
And at the time, Boaz said to her, "Come here, that you may eat of the bread and dip your piece of bread from the finger." So she set the side of the ephod, and he served her roasted grain, and she ate and was satisfied and had some left.
还有剩余的，他就起来，又拾取麦穗。花子吩咐仆人说。他就是在火中拾取麦穗也可以容他，不可羞辱他，并要从火中抽出些来，留在地下，任他拾取，不可吃喝他。
When she rose the grain, Boaz commanded his servant, saying, "Let her glean among the sheep, and do not insult her. And also you shall purposely pull out for her some grain from the barley, and eat it, that she may glean, and do not be grieved." So now we have come to chapter 2. Now we knew that Ruth used to be in the land of
Moab.
Now, because she knew the land of Moab, she knew the land of Moab. But now she's come to a strange land. In Moab, she knew how to survive. But now she came to a new place. How will she survive? Before we were saved, we knew how to survive in this world. After we're saved, we have been placed in Christ. We come and enter into the unsearchable riches of Christ. But now we want to ask, in the past we knew how to live our lives. But now how do we live our lives in the land of Canaan? After we're saved. How do we live?
这就是第二章的开始。
This is the beginning of chapter two.
他说拿俄米的丈夫以利米的妻子中有一个人名叫波阿斯，是个大财主。
And Naomi had kinsmen of her husband, and great wealth of the family of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz.
那老师告诉我们说，一个农场主人。
So here it speaks about a owner of a field.
他是个大财主。
He was very wealthy.
所以圣灵先点一下这个。
But now the Holy Spirit touched on it.
然后呢，接着。是摩亚女子路德对拿俄米说。
Then Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi,
你不觉得很稀奇吗？
Isn't it interesting?
这个亲戚是拿俄米的亲戚。
This kinsman or relative is of Naomi.
如果你想知道拿俄米亲戚的故事，应该拿俄米开始告诉路德。
If you want to know the story of the relative of Naomi, it should be Naomi who spoke to Ruth.
拿俄米一直生。长在甘南。
Naomi grew up in the land of Canaan.
所以当然应该拿俄米告诉路德你要怎么做。
So Naomi asked that whole group what you have to do.
结果稀奇的很。
But it's very interesting.
这里的主动是摩亚女子主动。
The Moabite woman was the one that was more proactive.
所以圣经特别讲的摩亚女子。
So when the Bible talks about the Moabite woman,
在迦南地有一个摩亚女子。
There was a Moabite woman.
是她主动对她婆婆说。
She said to her mother-in-law.
她应该给她婆婆说她怎么说。
She should have waited for her mother-in-law to tell her.
你明白？你
们明白？是非常 natural.
但是很明显的，路德做一件事。
So very clearly, Ruth did something.
她主动对拿俄米说。
She, on her own will, did.
如果我先回去。
Let me go to the field.
我们谁的恩就在谁身后失去。
Clean among the ears of grain after one who's finally fighting.
拿俄米说女儿啊，你只管去。
And she says to her, "Go, my daughter."
你看这个故事背后是讲什么
？Now, what is the story speaking about?
为什么路德他说如果往田间去，我们谁的恩就在谁身后失去麦穗
？Why does he say, "When you go to the field and glean among the ears of grain"?
他怎么会想到这个方法？
How did she understand such a prophet?
他怎么知道他失去麦穗还能维持他的生活？
So how did she know that if she gleaned in the field, then she will be able to survive?
所以这句话的背后都告诉我们许多路德的故事。
So this phrase or this portion tells us about the background of
Ruth. 路德虽然是外邦的女，
一个在外邦的犹太人，
但她明白神的话。
But she understood the word of God.
尤其是摩西五经
，especially the five books of Moses.
明白吗？
因
为她受神的教导。
Because
because she was taught by God.
所以现在很清楚,
so now it's very clear.
按理来讲,
it should have been her mother-in-law who told her
how to do it.
But now she read the word of
God.
She knew what to do.
怎么回事呢?
What is it?
你如摸清楚记忆了。
When you read it,
you can
tell
how
to read it. If you find this portion, in the Old Testament, God told the farm owners, when you harvest the sheep, don't cut off all of them. Don't cut everything cleanly and harvest everything. You should leave some. Those who are sojourners, those widows, those poor people, they can take up some of the glean some of the field. This is a wonderful harvest. But among the harvest that you have, you should have the leftovers. There are some leftovers. Don't even take out the leftovers. Because there are
soldiers in the
there are poor
ones,
there are widows
among them.
So now, after you have been harvested, then they can glean in your fields. Do you understand that?
路德怎么知道要到田间去来吸取麦穗?
How did Ruth know that she needed to glean in the fields?
而且在谁身后吸取麦穗?
And to glean after whom?
那谁在那里做工？那些人把那些麦穗旁边一捆一捆的。So
people were bundling up all of that they collected.
你跟着他们，你包了。那结果呢？如果你不是谁来点的话，So
if you find vacant
some麦穗，那就能够捡取一点麦穗。Then
you can pick up some剩下的。All left over.
那这样就能够生。Then
you can live.
请记得。
Remember, this is the secret to live in Atlantic. After you believe in the Lord Jesus, how do you live
your life?
Only the Word of God tells you how to live. So whenever you receive in the Word of God, not only does it say such a word, but this word was to those who are in farm owners.
This
word is also
Now the question is, can you apportion a word from God?
It's hard for someone to confess they are widows and they are
fortunes.
Remember,
路德所以能够想起要耕作别人的后面去卖罪,
so Ruth to be able to glean in the field after
something,
because the word of God became her God.
她是根据神的话来活着,
she lived according to the word of God.
现在她要失去神的话,
now she wants to apportion from the word
of God.
There is a condition.
她要把自己放在穷人的位置,
she has to place herself in the place of the poor
widow.
You have to put yourself in the position of
the
widow. When you think you have absolutely nothing, this is when we receive
grace.
So in the Beatitudes, the first blessing is the blessed who are poor in the spirit, because there is the kingdom of heaven is there. For you to understand that, you have to use Bruce to be
previous explanation. A group of
Now it's become part
你要的他们都收购完了。
After they
spend some money,
开始去卖钱。
Then you can call the good
news. 对，不是每一个卖钱都欢迎你的。
So it's not every detail that receives you.
那不仅如此。
Not only that.
这个农场的主人不仅是为神的话。
This farmer not only reads the word of God,
神的话也软化了
他的心。The word of God has softened his
heart. 你看见吗？
你看
见吗？这人这里有恩典。
This man is a man of grace.
我们是把恩典给别人。
He's often giving grace to others.
那你要碰到这样的人。
You have to meet such a person.
所以弟兄姊妹
们，
所以你预备好了他的话。
God already prepared his word.
那么这些农场主人也听话。
And these farmers also listen.
那么现在弟兄姊妹
们，
你看，你看，不是所有农场主人都听话。
Not all the farmers listen to the word.
但有的农场主人。
But some farmers
will come back. 那
是什么？
所有愿意参与你们同在
的，God be with you.
那然后那些这个派仆人。
And then how about a servant?
就是愿意先祝福你。
May God bless you.
所以你看，这里有一种的情形。
And there is a kind of situation here.
他不管主人也好，仆人也好。
Whether the owner or the servant.
神的话在他们这都有地位。
The word of God has a place in their heart.
那这样路德就容易蒙恩。
And this way, Ruth can receive
grace. 路德在这样的一个地方蒙恩。
Ruth receives grace in such a positive
way. 那么这么多农田。
Now all these fields.
哪一块的农
田。Which field?
是路德可以继续卖。
So it is where Ruth can go on.
不是每
Not every deal.
所以就这里面
So because of it.
每天路德出门的时候
Every day from this point on.
他都要仰望从天上来的
时候 She has to look for the grace from heaven.
主啊今天不是叫我在你面前吗
Lord may I not just receive grace If I take in your
heart 又让我在人面前吗
Let me find favor in heaven
在我上司面前吗
In front of my boss
在我的老板面前吗
In front of my boss
在我的校长面前吗
In front of my principal
在我的老师面前吗
In front of my teacher
在我的丈夫面前吗
In front of my husband,
在我的妻子面前
，in front of my wife,
在于你的话在他们身上有地位。
May your word have a place in their heart.
所以现在明白了。
So now,
这就是在迦南地是怎么生活的。
This is how you live in the land.
怎么生存的
？How you survive?
然后呢，这个时候拿了你的女儿，你只管去。
But this time Naomi said, "You go."
所以路德就去了。
So Ruth went.
你看见吗？
你看
见在收割的人身后就失去麦穗。
So she was collecting from the field of the
It's not a normal condition.
No harvest person will let you follow them all
the way. Especially
after 10 years, there isn't a lot of
harvest.
So they have to be the most
effective. So
they knew how to control the whole
farm. So they
made people like Ruth.
This is a
great
need.
And then she collected an
ephah of the ephah.
So it's probably as much as a smallest car in New
Zealand. So you
can put like Ruth and Moab, Naomi. Portion.
能够让路德就饱足，然后也能够拿到你的。
So Ruth can be satisfied, and Moab can be
satisfied.
Moab
明白
Naomi can be satisfied.
他们怎么生活
？How do they live?
他们是靠着吃穗而生活。
They live by gleaning the field.
每次吃穗的时候，
他们
他们是凭着恩典活的。
It proves that they live by grace.
这一点那一点
，a little bit here, a little bit there.
这是怎么能够让他吃饱呢
？How can they be satisfied?
我们每天
every day，
你看见都是路德丰收的一
天。The harvest that we have.
Not only
can she live well,
her mother-in-law
talking about. 所以这是第二章的故事。
So this is chapter two.
所以弟兄姊妹，发生
事情。明白吗？
从此以后，
现
在路德就来说，哇，这个怎么
？Ruth comes to feel the authority to me.
不过很有意思。
But it's very
interesting. 圣经说，恰巧到了以利米的本族的人波阿斯那儿。
The Bible says that she so happened to come upon the land of Boaz. Now, what is the field of Boaz? So, when the owner comes, she has to greet them. The servants have to bless you.
You can see it's full of love.
You hear the name of God. God has, His word has a place there. God flows forth of it.
God
love represents the grace of God. Brothers and sisters. Just happened to come to the field. So after we're
saved,
it just so happened we came to the land of the
Lord.
Our Lord is that great wealthy man. All the fields are his.
So we're going to have a with the
all the riches of the harvest are his. The barley can satisfy two people. So if you satisfy the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law, what does that mean?
这就证明说，你还是个农场主有何等的丰
富。The proof that the farmer has a greater than
the other. 整个花田就代表基督的彻不多的丰富。
All the fields of Boaz represent the essential riches of Christ.
我们怎么经历这个丰富？
How do we experience this?
如果一点的麦穗。
It's a little bit of meat.
是不是就叫我们满足的
话？对啊，比较比较。
那是不是？你就知道我们是有多丰富。
You know how abundant our Lord.
每天都是你。
The leftover
is
it an
amazing
So God's power is manifested in the weakest of man.
就是那句话。
So that phrase,
Father,
lay hold of
you. 就是那句话。
That phrase,
养活了你。
Sustained you.
所以弟兄姊妹，很清楚。
Very clear.
第二章给我们。
Chapter two shows us.
我们能不能记住
？After we're saved.
我们怎么过日子
？How do we live?
我们乃是在波阿斯的前。
We are in the field of Boaz.
波阿斯就是基督。
Boaz is Christ.
波阿斯原理乃代表他的
彻头丰富。The field of Christ speaks about his insatiable riches.
我们恰巧来这个。
We just so happen to come upon
that.
Thank you, Lord.
这个恰巧代表神的安排。
This just so happened as the arrangement.
我们预备带着圣灵。
We're not only brought to the land of
Canaan. 我们还被带着特别的派遣。
We're also brought to a very special land.
那是波阿斯的派遣。
That is the field of Boaz.
好了，现在你看见。
Now you see,
你来这里，你这里失去麦穗的时候
，When you are thinking of the grain of the field,
所以我花是注意到这个。
Then Boaz noticed this woman.
当我们享受主的恩典
，When we are enjoying the riches,
你来聚会，
你看到你
来祷告，
你看到拜，你来读圣经，你看到在
这都是我们失去麦穗
的。All we glean the field,
但是就是
主，
主对不对？主对，
你看到我们在
祷告，就祷告，
拜的拜，
聚会就聚会，
聚会，
读圣经希望明白一段圣经
，They want to understand the word of God.
只知道如此而已。
They only know that.
没有想到。
They didn't
know. 他们都已经注意到我们。
That somehow the Lord has noticed.
我们不会去注意。
After we're saved,
你知道吗？
You know that.
当我们真经历主能一切恩典的时候，
we see the grace of the Lord.
我们都注意到我们。
He noticed that.
所以等一等。
So wait a minute.
有一段的对话。
There is a dialogue.
这个对话就是波阿斯和路德。
It's dialogue between Boaz and Ruth.
那是非常美丽的对话。
Very beautiful dialogue.
所以有人就告诉波阿斯说，
当那个
波
阿斯
他就是陪着活佛回到迦南地来的。
She was the daughter of the king with her mother.
而且这个他是跟着收割的人在失去麦穗。
And then she was there gleaning in the fields.
那这里头失去打捆剩下的麦穗。
And then she was gleaning from the leftovers.
因为他们在打捆的时候总会剩下的。
Because they were there finding the sheep. That's why.
所以总会剩下的。
So there will be some leftovers.
但从早晨直到如今，他除了在屋子里坐一会儿，他常待在这里。
So other than you know, in the morning and evening, she would sit here all the time.
摩拉路德不光是摩根的女子。
So Ruth was not just someone who received grace.
摩根有一个条件。
Now for you to receive grace as a condition.
懒惰的人不容易蒙恩的恩典。
Those who are lazy rarely receive grace.
所以这个目的是你说为什么？
The movie once said this.
他说我从来没有看一个懒惰的一个舅
子。I never seen a lazy person get saved.
这句话也许说的太严重了。
Maybe a little bit too serious.
但是我相信那个谁，我相信这个另外一个懂得读圣经的一种。
So there was another Bible scholar who said this.
他觉得没有一个懒人能够明白这个。
So there is no lazy person that can understand.
你看路德这里蒙恩的条件。
So for Ruth to be secreted, the condition.
他从早晨到如今，他常在这里。
For the morning until now, she has been here.
这就是每
个人的故事。
所有时间都是他争取恩典的时候。
Every single minute is the time when she received grace.
这一些的时间都是为着去取麦穗。
All of that time is for her to glean the.
她不敢浪费恩典。
She dare not to waste her.
她不敢浪费时间。
Now where they.
如果她浪费时间，她就浪费恩典。
She wastes time, she wastes grace.
你看见没有？
对啊。
所以说，恩典叫我们这个殷勤。
So grace causes us to be diligent.
所以难怪，难怪某位主圣名字叫做。Campbell Morgan.
So that's why very famous father called him Campbell Morgan.
He
is the prince of exposition.
Exposition.
He is the prince of exposition. He really knew how to interpret the Bible. People ask him,
how do you study
the Bible? What
did you do with him?
Once brother he asked him for a fact.
那么你准备讲还是怎么准备？
How do you prepare when you share a message?
他如果因为 Campbell Morgan 是一卷一卷的，
But if Campbell Morgan always study book by book,
他最好的是儒家。
His best is the book of Luke.
每个礼拜五。
Every Friday.
在伦敦有2000余的一个地方，就是听他讲圣经。
In London, there's 2000 people just to hear him speak about the Bible.
他一刷他的学生，
He also starts with his students.
所以问他们你怎么准备你的讲？
He said, ask them how do you prepare your
message? 怎么一箱一箱把它解开？
How do you open up each chapter?
他说我每次解释。还一卷是你。
So before I even dare to start interpreting,
我一定要把它读四十遍。
I have to read it at least 40 times.
否则我一定不讲。
Or I will not speak on it.
但你不要忘记。
But don't forget.
他六十岁做电影。
And when she was 60, he had
to
do
it.
When he was young, he said,
he
didn't do it to see it. He didn't understand the Bible. Every book she had already read 50 times. But for 50 times, he wouldn't take notes. You see? This is the prince of exposition. So someone asked him, what's the secret? Sweat and more sweat.
你看见没有？今天我们有没有人读圣经读出汗来
？So when we study the Bible, we study the book, we sweat.
夏天吃饭不吃出汗来是真的。
So when we eat in the summer, you'll sweat.
那有的人说啊，你出汗来，结果这个给你这个饭馆就他就给你吃出累来，因为你吃出汗来，他就吃出累来。
Sorry.
饭馆。
让你吃饭。
So the restaurant lets you eat.
你吃掉不就吃出饭，吃出饭来了，
然后
就
饭来了。Because it's so joyful, you're full of fun.
但是呢，这些饭都给你吃光了，那么在这个餐馆的老板是不是给你吃出了累来了？
Because you ate so much and you ran out, so that's why the owner started crying.
你不是在这里。
But the problem is,
今天我们有认识圣经就是累了。
So have we studied that the Bible is a point of play?
所以不要以为说今天我们为什么不长进。
So don't think about, you know, how come we don't grow up?
第一，我们是不是像路德。
First, are we in a group?
我们站在贫穷的地方。
Are we in a place of poverty?
我们站在寡妇的地方。
We stay in a place of a widow.
我们承认我们是寄居。
We confess that we are soldiers.
感谢。
Thank
you. 你看见吗？如果我们一起的话
，If we're diligent，
从早到晚
，From morning till evening，
结果你看见他就得到那么多恩典。
So you see much grace，
不光叫他自己能活着
，Not just that he can survive，
叫他的
婆婆 ，She can also help her mother-in-law to
have one too.
然后呢，
等到波阿斯知道了。他的地狱以后
，When Boaz knew of the situation，
然后波阿斯就对路德说话
，Boaz said something to
him， 他的女儿啊，听我说
，So listen to me，
不要往别的田里去
，Do not go in another field，
失去麦穗，也不要离开这
，Do not go on from this one，
要常与我的使女们在一起
，So stay here with my name，
那弟兄姊
妹们，
这句话，你如果把它翻译成新约的话。
If you translate into New Testament,
什么意思？
What does that mean?
圣经不是有一句话吗？
This is a phrase in the Bible.
不要爱世界。
Do not love the world.
什么叫不要爱世界？
What does it mean that do not love
the world? 不要往别的田里去。
Do not lean in another field.
你们不要离开这。
Don't leave this place.
要舍不得。
You have to cling on to this.
你们要连于这。
You have to unite with
this. 你们和这块地的关系就好像亚当和夏娃的感觉。
Relationship with this field is just like the relationship between Adam and Eve.
你记不记得？
你们呢？
当我们知道过，路德还在摩亚地的时候
，Remember Ruth was still in Moab.
她许了个愿
，She had a vow.
连于神的体
，To be united with the Lord.
那第一步
，That's the first step.
现在就告诉第二步
，The Lord told her the second step.
连于神的体是为做第二步
，United with the will of God is the second step.
现在你就知道了
，Now you know.
这个不安息，你不前不要离开的
，So you don't want to leave the field of Moab.
这里代表基督车夫的丰富
，This speaks about the unsearchable riches of God.
你知道再见是不可能贫穷的
，Here you see it cannot be poor.
就是明白。你呢？所以，瓜子家说你不要离开这。
It's not easier.
你和这块田有一个关系。
You have a relationship with this field.
是一个连接的关系。
And that it feels of you uniting it.
你们难分难舍的关系。
It's difficult for you to part with it.
明白吗？
你
为什么路德有这个怨呢？
Why does Ruth have that?
现在瓜子解释给他听。
Now let's explain it to him.
就是为了这块地。
It is for this field.
现在明白
？Remember?
这就是路德所蒙的恩典。
This is the grace that Ruth received.
最大恩典是什么？
What is the greatest grace?
不要往别人前
走。Don't go to another field.
不要离开这里。
Do not leave this place.
常与我的使女们在一处。
That you are to be with my maids often.
我的仆人在哪块田收割，你就跟着他们去。
Wherever they lead you, show me the way.
我已经吩咐仆人不可欺负。
I commanded them not to touch you.
你如果渴了，可以到器皿那里喝仆人打来的水。
When you're thirsty, go to the water jar and drink from what the serpent straw.
那弟兄姊妹，
这是什么？
我是这个恩典。
This is word of grace.
这就是我们主所说的恩典。
This is the word of grace.
我们是谁
？We who are we?
今天主怎么对我们说这些话
？How did the Lord speak to you?
就是不要爱世界。
What is the love of the world?
就是明白
不明白？
主意思就是叫我们不要离开这里。
But the word says, "Do not leave this place."
不是世界不可爱
，not that the world is not lovely，
在这里比主更可爱。
But there is something that even lovelier than the world。
所以在这里开我们的眼睛。
But here may the Lord open our
eyes。如果你在这个田里
，if you're in this field，
你尽管跟着我的仆人，跟着他们去
，follow my servants and all quiet，
然后你可以失去麦穗
，then you can pick up the，
你可以失去这些恩典
，you can pick up this the grace。
所以路德就匍匐在。
So Ruth was under Boaz.
他说我是外邦人，怎么蒙你的恩，竟然不许我呢？
She's out of the foreigner. How have you taken notice of me since I'm a foreigner?
比如说，我们不常常这样祷告。
Don't we often say this?
我们真是外邦人。
We are indeed foreigners.
但是我们怎么蒙主这么大的恩典？
How are you indeed such wonderful grace?
竟然他不许我们。
And he remembers us.
我要怎么感谢？
我要感谢神。
自从丈夫死了以后。
Ever since you already have done,
for
your mother after the death of your husband,
并你离开父母和本地到素不认识民众这些事，人全都告诉。
As an old person, and how you left your father and your mother in the hand of your brother, came to people that you did not know.
明白吗？明白。
You understand that?
我们结束以后
，after we're saved,
我们所有的一切圣灵都告诉我们。
Everything about us is told to our Lord by the
Spirit. He has told us to
report. The Holy Spirit reports everything for us.
所有的事他全部都知道。
Yeah, he knows everything about us.
You have him up.
You see that?
不只是你对伯父所行的。
All that you've done for him.
你不肯离开你的伯父。
And you are willing to leave him.
而且你离开你的父母。
And then you left your father.
就可见他是有父母。
So yeah, she had a mother.
他有家可以回去。
She had a home that she could
return. 撇下他自己。
She left her home.
撇下他的父母。
She left her.
还有天下他的本地
，that's the people，
他来到素不认识的民当中
，came to people that she did not know，
一个完全陌生的地方
，a completely strange place，
这就是，
这是
路德所代表
，what Ruth represents，
那些天下一切跟随主的门
，the disciple that has everything，
每一个门徒都是路德
，every disciple is Ruth，
每一个路德都是门
，every Ruth is a disciple，
你清楚吗？当为天下一切跟随主的时候。
All that follow the Lord.
就这句话
The Lord goes.
你怎么撇下父母？
How you left parents?
你怎么撇下本地？
How you left your land?
我们就这句话
Our Lord goes. 这
个撇下带我们带背后带着多少的痛苦？
Leaving all represents a lot of suffering.
来进入主的吸引。
But because the draw.
进入迦南地的吸引。
Because the draw of the land.
现在他来到了素不认识的百姓当中。
Now she came to a place where she didn't know anyone.
这块地完全是陌生。
This is a strange place for her.
你看看我们主。
You see how it is?
Well, the 全部都知道
all that and everything.
那现在他为路德祝福了。
Now she blessed Ruth.
愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你。
And it will reward her work.
明白吗？
Understand?
不过是恩典。
That's a grace.
路德要的是恩典。
And will reward your work.
If he
has given up all and followed the Lord,
this is
what
he's
done. This is what
he's
done. And you will receive reward.
And
you
will receive
reward. What did you do?
You come to
the Lord. You come a lean upon the Lord.
But
the
Messiah
to leave the land for
us.
This is the negative.
吸引这个路德
What draws Ruth?
是拿了你
，Is it Naomi？
是拿了你不错
，Naomi，
但是拿了你的神
，But it's not Naomi。
你是来投靠耶和华
，You have come and lean yourself upon God。
以色列神翅膀底下。
Under the wings of the God of Israel.
你看这句话很有意思。
Very interesting.
什么叫神的翅膀呢
？What does it mean the wings?
在旧约圣殿里面
，God in the Old Testament,
in the Holy Holy,
in the Holy Holy.
你看有基督徒
，There are two cherubim.
基督徒有翅膀的
，Cherubim have wings.
那个翅膀呢，就遮盖。约柜
，those things cover the car。
所以每次人来到至圣所
，so every time a man comes into the holy，
来到神的脚前
，comes to the throne of the God，
与神最亲密的交通的神
，has the sweetest fellowship with God。
那你怎么说呢
？What do you say？
我们是来到了神的翅膀
，we come under the wings of God。
是明白吗
？So you understand？
在路德觉得我只想失去麦穗就可以了
，Ruth felt that I just have to glean from the field。
你想让我上天堂就好
，Let me go to heaven。
这个怎么就这么多了
？I said no。
And who?
But no.
你看见了，这个波安是怎么说的？
What's the Boaz say?
你是投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下。
You are one who is under the wings of the God of Israel.
你不是来到迦南地。
You not only came to the land.
你要得到赏赐。
You want to be more.
因为旧约圣经说,
because the Old
Testament says,
God is so dear to those who love him.
你敬畏他,
if you fear him,
他就与你亲密,
then you will be near to him.
弟兄们,你明白吗?因为路德敬畏神,
because Ruth feared God.
结果神就与他亲密,
that's why God was so close
to him. 结果他不止来到迦南美地,
she not only came to the land of Canaan,
她来迦南美地, 就是波斯那边,
she came to the land of Canaan in the field of Boaz.
现在波斯的奥斯,你不光敬畏神,
The presence of God is where we receive reward.
你在神的面前,
before God,
你所得的满就是满得使他的赏赐.
So you are full of His reward.
你知道这是个预言.
This is a prophecy.
这就是第三章第四章的故事.
This is the story of chapter 3 and chapter
4. 因为明白了,你记得这个话,你是对你女子说的.
This is spoken to the one fleeing the field.
但是不安,把神的心意告诉你.
But Boaz told a little about this truth.
你做梦也不想.
You have never imagined.
你来到这什么样的地方.
What place you have come to.
老早,你老早知道这是死路.
You know that this is the way of death.
弟兄姊妹,这是没有前途的路.
There's no future in this life.
就感谢.
But thank the Lord.
我们原来是投靠耶和华的翅膀的神.
We are the ones who are under the wings of God.
愿你满得他的赏赐.
May your wages be full for the Lord.
所以路德说,我主啊, 愿在你面前蒙恩.
Then she said, I have found favor in your sight.
我虽然不及你的这个时,
according to your comfort, even though I'm not like one of your knees, sir,
you
have comforted me and have spoken kindly. Now, this is not just a prayer of Ruth.
So, you used to follow it.
This is also the prayer of Paul.
Do you
remember?
Paul, what do you say? What is the truth?
Paul said, I am the least of the apostles.
过了几年,
after a few years, Paul grew up.
他说我是圣徒中最小的。
And the smallest of the things.
弟兄姊妹,
越来越小了，越来越小了，像路德一样。我虽然不及你一个心，在众圣徒中间我是最小的。你还有慈爱的话，你还有慈爱的话，安慰我。
这是路德的祷告，这是路德的祷告。好了，下面到了吃饭。然后将军呢，波阿斯就对路德说：“你到这里来吃饼。”波阿斯说：“Come and eat the bread。”然后将军呢，就待在树里面。
And then she dipped the bread in the vinegar.
路德就在收割的人旁边就坐下。
So she sat beside the reapers.
他们把烘了的碎纸递给他，他就吃饱了，还剩下，还有剩下。
And he served her roasted grain and she ate on the side of her hand.
你管他呢?
But we often think that we just need to glean the wheat.
你还记不记得?
You remember?
有一次的家人的事,
one time a Canaan woman.
对主耶稣是大卫的子孙可怜我。He said, the son of David, can't work him.
It's not good for you to give bread to the dog. My Lord Jesus is that bread. The children are the children of
the
dog. This bread is just sitting on the table. Canaan is that land. Now the Lord Jesus went outside of land.
So that
bread is falling onto the ground. You see that?
所以在现在你知道那个江南不是怎么倒的吗？狗也吃主人饼碎掉下来的碎渣。
The dog eat of the crumbs that fall off the table from the
就是我们的主。
The bread on the table is our Lord.
我们早期我们的主就在迦南地里帮助他们。
In early days, I would help them in the land of
Canaan. 有一天我们主想念迦南地。
But one day, our Lord thought about the
people. 那就需要。
They're in need.
所以他就来了。
So he came.
所以迦南夫人怎么说呢？
我们就是听到
了。现在我没有爬在树上，我没有爬在桌子上去。
I didn't climb on top of the
table. 我没有到迦南地。
I didn't take the land of Canaan.
是你来的。
You came to me.
是你这块饼好像本来在桌上，结果那个饼屑呢就掉到地上来了。
The bread was on the table, now it's fallen to the ground.
我不要饼。
I don't want the bread.
我只要饼屑就可以。
I just want the crumbs.
我只要饼屑我就蒙恩典
了。I just the crumbs, I am of the salvation.
你看见吗？不是没有人想到信心那么大。
The Lord said, I haven't found greatest, greatest hurt.
这句话什么意思？
What does that mean?
基督徒们，你看见许多种我们感觉的需要，多自己一样抵税就可以了。
Sometimes the thing you just need to come and buy and put that to pay.
如果有人事情卖地就好了。
We sell there, you just collect them.
但是做梦没有想到，现在波阿斯邀请他来到桌子跟前。
Now Boaz invited her to come from the table.
你看见没有？现在放在桌底下。
Now it's on the table.
不是那个狗要吃这个税，不是吃税，不是。
That's why the dog eats.
不是的，现在他能够和波阿斯同坐，然后呢，他就来这里吃饼，
所以 come eat the bread，
然后把饼就放在醋里面
，dip the bread in vinegar，
这个醋跟酒是同样的
，the vinegar and wine is the same，
所以这里不仅仅有饼也有酒。
It's not only bread, but it's also wine.
所以这就让我们想起擘饼的聚会。
It reminds us of the breaking of bread.
每次擘饼聚会的时候
，Every time we break bread，
你记得我们不是在桌子上
吗？ Not underneath the table.
我们被提升到桌子上。
We are brought above the table.
所以在这个时候呢，你看看不是有饼，而且有酒。
So not only do we have the bread, we have the cup.
然后路德就在收割的人旁边就坐下。
So then Ruth sat next to those who collected from the
table.
And they gave her roasted grain. And then she was full. So remember, before Ruth was to continue to bring on the
table,
she came upon the table of
Boaz.
And then that roasted grain gave her strength.
我们主就是烘了的水。
Our Lord is that roasted grain.
他为十字架上经过了地狱。
He went to the fire of the hell on the fire.
所以每次我们擘饼纪念主。
So every time we remember,
我们就纪念主为我们所完成的一切。
In the breaking of bread, then we remember how the Lord finished.
所以当我们纪念主，我们就满足了。
So when we remember the Lord, we are satisfied.
我们可以继续实行满足。
We can continue to lay hold of.
我再说一次。麦穗代表零零碎碎的恩典。
The wheat represents the fragmented grace of God.
所以不管你读圣经啊
，So no matter whether you study the word,
还祷告呀
，What do you pray?
不管聚会呀
，What do you go to the meeting?
不管读谁说话呀
，What do you study the?
都是我们零零碎碎的。
It's all fragmented.
但是别忘记
，Don't forget，
这些零零碎碎会把我们带到丰富的地方。
These fragmented pieces will bring us into rich abundance.
那不光是
，Not only that，
这个时候有一件事是路德不知道。
At such a time, there was something that was not known.
路德也就是。然后波阿斯就吩咐那些仆人，
他把他偷走的，
他就是在火中失去麦穗，你也可以用它。
So even if she gleans from the seed, you should allow her to do
it. 意思什么？你把它捆成捆了。
You already have the seed.
如果路德从里面抽出一个来的话，
你可以 something from inside of
it. 你可以用它。
You allow her to do
it. 也不可以羞辱他。
Don't put her to shame.
你敢羞辱他，没有错。
Don't put her to shame. That's okay.
因为这个是一个犯，这个是个大家的规则，游戏规则。
Because there's a rule of the game.
所以现在你不能够随便从里面抽取来。
You cannot glean from that, but inside of the seed.
但是你知道，他告诉人。一定要这样做。
But he told the servant, you have to do it.
那最稀奇的。
But most amazing.
要从捆里抽出些来，留在地上任他使去。
So you actually ask the person to take some out from the sheep and then let her glean those.
这就是我们今天所经历的。
This is what we experience today.
许多时候我们觉得我们的生命很有亮光。
Oftentimes I think we have great light in the Bible.
天上好大的麦穗。
We have collected some huge wheat.
你知道我们怎么得到
吗？这个意思呢？
是我们主告诉天使说。
It's our Lord that told the angels.
那我们从捆子里面特别抽起来丢在地上。
but take some from the sheep and just throw
them on the ground.
When they are
needy,
So today we are abundant. Every day we are like in the field of oil. Even though it's a little bit How abundant is God? He is in indeed is a great
organization.
When Ruth was picking up the sheep, to be able to work in the field of a great
organization,
not only glean from the field,
but will
testify that this farm is so wealthy. He is so rich. This has to be
Ruth's authority.
In the testimony of Ruth. It testifies that Boaz is a great wealthy man. The same
thing.
We also have the testimony. We prove out that we've been placed in the imperishable riches of Christ. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think we all have experienced the chapter 1
and chapter 2.
Tonight,
we'll
enter into chapter 3 and chapter 4. The story doesn't end here. The glean the field is people are great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Chapter 3 and chapter 4 people are
rewarded.
We not only receive grace from our
Jesus,
one day we will receive a reward. We have to ask, what is our reward?
Thank you.
Thank the Lord.